Blog Talk Radio.
I choose me.
Relevant to giving them profit. Personal gain of my pain is nonsense. Darling, my demons is off the leash for a mosh pit. Baby, I just had a baby, you know she need me. Working on myself and counseling is not easy. Don't you point a finger, just to point a finger. Cause critical thinking is a deal breaker. Faith in one man is a ship sinking. Do yourself a favor and get a mirror, that mirror grieving. They pointed at me so the reflection can mirror freedom. She told me that she need me the most, I didn't believe her. She even called me names on a post, the world can see it. Jokes and gaslighting, mad at me cause she didn't get my vote. She say I'm trifling, disregarding the way that I cope with my own vices. Maybe it's time to break it off, run away from the culture to follow my heart.
I'm sorry.
100 chicks on them. Neighborhood know we coming. Jake hate them, snakes cannot violate them. Pimps memorize his lines verbatim. He reps in YO, gifts he knows to Wados. Not church, this how we tied though. He walks the tenement, sleeps at a super fly condo. My kind of nigga, my icon, my idol. No certificate for this misfit who handle business. The odds stacked against him, he fights back, Mac and Benzes. Never puts cash or ass before a friendship. He laughs last, and some die young, he is still existing. Somehow he got around the pitfalls of the system. When he walks, we watch, when he talks, we listen.
Who do I copy? Look into the mirror and it's you, I say look at me. Everything new like it fresh from the factory. Everything you do it impact me. Your lifestyle attract me, parents try distract me. When I grow up I want to be like you exactly. And as soon as I get up I just act me. There's no way anybody could have stopped me.
My gravity is the wadiara and all the mannerism. Descending out of order and man start moving busy. The locking of the corners, the streets and all the buildings. Me love you like a father, me ready and me willing. Anything where you are tasked is lying my dominion. And me have similar thoughts, I share the same opinions. Me have it say you smart, with my best interest at heart. I'm following your path, don't mind where you are walking.
Out, the Caesar, the monsters, the grandiose, the martyrs, the hell on earth pompers, Ellsworth, Bumpy Johnsons, the Harlemites, the Garveyites, black as the credit card we swipe, popping down tonight for all of mine. I can see myself back at the Audubon, Malcolm on the podium, shells drop to linoleum, swipe those, place them on display at the Smithsonian, next to only gems that were left behind by holy men, infectious, charisma of those who gave us direction, the anti-sexist, resistance against oppression. Progressive thinking, ghetto speakers, protesters against the colored only section to the Genesixen, the Frost Nixon, the contradiction, the cross, the crucifixion, the loss we took for sinning, on Easter's back inscription, that it was written, that nothing is coincidence, and they took our leaders and they lynched them.
Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest until I got that Thug Life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you wanna last. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer with the seat, deceased. Call on the sirens, seen them murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace, is there heaven for a G? Remember me, so many homies in the cemetery shed so many tears. I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse car. Can you feel me? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell. Ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell. But did I fail? My life is in denial. And when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered in the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand in me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets, I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to pieces, screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game, no memories, just a misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please Lord, forgive me for my sins, cause here I come. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. God, I lost so many peers, and Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicides and drive-by, taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by, broken-hearted as I glance at the chalk line, getting high. This ain't the life for me, I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me. I'm stuck in the game, I'm trapped inside a maze. See this Tangeray influence me, they're getting crazy, disillusioned lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises, think she's shitting on my boys, can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many years and shed so many tears.
Hotep, Grand Rising, and Better Love. You are listening to the Truth to Power show. I'm Beverly, and this is Friday. We have Thomas Tuckmose Smith with us. How are you doing this evening, Tuckmose?
Good evening, Bev. How are you, man? I've had
great.
Oh man, I had one of the worst weeks I could ever have.
Oh wow. What?
Yeah. So I haven't done too much research, but Brother Jeff's coming on, and we're going to put
okay.
The show together. Because I got to clear my mind. Oh, man. I worked out of work Monday, man. Leaving work, 5:30, get off the elevator. All of a sudden, I felt like somebody was stabbing me on the back. So I kept walking, and I go through the security turnstiles at work, and I'm realizing I really can't walk. So I bend over and it feels worse. So I sit down. And I'm like, what the hell done happened to my back? I stand back up. Oh my God, the pain is shooting. I sit back down. Like, oh shit, I can't stand up. So I had to call an Uber, and I got home, and I, went to the hospital. And I went to the hospital. I thought maybe I had some kidney stones or something, because it felt like But nah, they found some other stuff that's way worse. So I'm like, shit. And then my pressure was so high, I'm like, because I'm in goddamn pain, But today's the first day I was, I couldn't work all week. So today's the first day I've been able to stand up. Without the pain. This is like,
Wow, so, I hate to hear that.
Yeah, that's, nobody hates to hear it worse than me. But,
you
yeah,
feeling.
they, they did a CAT scan, and I'm thinking they're going to see these stones, and they could just give me something to get pass them out. But they was like, nah, this is something else. This wasn't even causing this pain. So I still don't know what causing the back pain. So I got to go to the back doctor on Monday to find out if I got a pinched nerve or, you know what I'm saying, what is this? Because this was some other, you know what I'm saying? First I thought, maybe this is some gas. But I was like, hell no, this ain't gas. I can't stand up. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, man.
What?
That's still my week.
Well, you had a, yeah, you're right. You had an experience. Do you take the, do you take Crenshaw herbs?
No, I don't do nothing healthy, man. That's another thing I don't do. I'm the least healthiest person you know.
Well, you got to change that. You got to change
that.
He helped us get through that pandemic stuff with all them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did follow the recommendations with the zinc and all that, but, you know, for this is some other shit, man. My back, like,
well,
my
once
back.
You find out what it is, then you can, you know, look and see what else is out there. I'm not saying get rid of the doctor, but I'll see what other alternatives is there too.
No, I got feeling I got a pinched nerve in here. Back injuries, one in my family.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm thinking, because this ain't something that a herb could fix. I smoke enough herb,
you
know. Even the herb I smoke ain't working for this. Like, yeah, okay, this ain't doing. This is some other shit.
Wow, and it just came on you all of a sudden, coming on?
Nah, I just was walking out of work, like. What the hell? Like, first I'm looking around, like, is somebody stab me? You know what I'm saying? But, this just came out of nowhere. But either way, Bev, like I said, we got brother Jeff here today. I forgot to text him. Hold on.
I see him. And, okay, so let me see.
So I don't know if you guys saw, but here in New York, they had a group of migrants, and the migrants were congregating on 42nd Street, Times Square, center of the world, right, as they say. So, and trust me. They ain't letting you do none of this on Times Square. Me and you, we ain't doing this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They congregating, chilling, just clogging up the sidewalk or whatever, so the cops tell them to move. And they, I guess, aren't moving fast enough for the cops, so I guess one of them said something to the police, so they grabbed him and they had him on the ground and started arresting him. And the other five of them started kicking the police in the heads. They beating the police up, stole the police homes, right? All this. So then the police eventually catch these dudes who did this to them, right? They were all migrants. And they released them. They walking out of jail with their middle fingers up.
That's
the police. Yeah, right? Now, what kind of precedent they setting, right? Because the police is pissed off right now. They are protesting. They setting up all kinds of protests. They are mad that this judge let these dudes get out. They took these people in the middle of the night and moved them all the way to Topeka, Kansas to work on somebody's farm, who said he'll take them because, you know, they'll be good workers for them, you know, and they won't get in trouble if they go down there. So this is how crazy this has gotten. Never be allowed. Listen. Anything below 110th Street in Manhattan and you black, you not getting out of jail that night. You not making that bill. You understand that? You got to be filthy rich to make bail downtown. Like, they hand you with $6 million. You'd be up in Rikers Island. They let these dudes go. I ain't never seen nothing like this before. And I said, look, they setting a precedence. Because now attitude on the streets, brothers, is going to be like, F the police, man. Y'all ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, all these years, y'all been beating us down. Especially if you standing congregating on some 42nd Street. You know what I'm saying? Looking like you're doing something suspicious. You know what I'm saying? That's all they need. You know, you going down just for that. But, man, this was unprecedented. So, well, I couldn't believe it.
Well, I can see you are a U.S. citizen, so you part of the corporation. They not, so the corporation don't have no really jurisdiction over them. How are you doing this evening? Who is this we got? 740.
I'm here. Brother Jeff. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, good. Thank you for joining us. Okay, I know who this is. Okay.
Thanks for having me, too. I appreciate that, Brother Thomas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Prayers going out to you, and hopefully you get through this situation on the positive side. I know how it is going through those conditions when those symptoms just come out of nowhere. You got to sit down, or your body sits you down. It makes you think about what's going on right now. But just to touch on what you just said, Sister Bev,
mm-hmm.
They ain't U.S. citizens.
Right, that's the key.
When the immigrants come here, they have to have some sort of a sponsorship. They have to be bonded before they're released. Or they're subject to the same treatment as a U.S. citizen, as you were mentioning. You know, the funny thing about the U.S. citizen is when I did my FOIA request and I got all my information back, I was surprised that I wasn't a U.S. citizen.
You wasn't?
Oh, shit. I said, what do I do about this, man? Ain't nobody in my family went through the naturalization process that I know of. Ain't nobody applied for no citizenship that I know of. So now I have to do the index search at the U.S. Customs and Immigrations. They provide that as a service. It's like $60 per name that you have looked up. So then what I'll do is I'll claim the correct tribe that I am from as a blood. Yeah. So that U.S. citizenship thing, I understand it perfectly, because with that FOIA request came some instructions. They sent me a couple of applications to fill out and send back into them. And one of the things that I noticed was an application to submit your bond paperwork on. So that's why I mentioned that. Probably those immigrants, because they got released, they had a bond, and like you're saying, they're under some other jurisdiction. So the judge had to release them. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, you're right, Thomas. We can't, you know, and I still fit into that category because, you know, guilty by association.
You kind of, we can't hardly hear you. You're kind of breaking up, kind of like long, far away.
How about now? Is that better?
No. Can you hear him, Tutmos?
I heard him up until like the last time he started talking. He got like kind of muffled. The point I was trying to make was, you know, this sets a precedent because now this is how everybody's going to look at them. Like, y'all, we done seen y'all get beat up and stomped out on TV. They stole y'all phones. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's hilarious, right? Y'all look like clowns, right? But no pulling out no tasers, no guns, no batons, like, what y'all doing out
no
here?
No bullets.
Huh?
I said they ain't put no bullets. They ain't shoot no bullets.
Yeah. They ain't shoot no bullets. None of y'all used to do. Like, what y'all doing? So y'all setting the president. This is how everyone's going to treat y'all this whole. Like, when this summertime hits, they ain't going to have no respect for them. And it's going to lead to all types of, you know what I'm saying, mishaps.
Well, that's the plan. That's the plan.
It's going to be total chaos.
Or is the alternative, is this just a show? Are these just actors?
Right. To get us busy. To wake us up.
Because you know it will.
To get us in trouble, right? Because we're going to be acting on it, and they ain't going to be treating us like this. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be pop, 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 pop. Oh, he was attacking us. You know what I'm saying? It'd be totally different type of way they look at it. You know what I'm saying? And how it spins on the media. Because even, like, where's the mayor? Like, nobody's saying nothing. The governor said they should have been deported. Like, yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying? Y'all deported them to Kansas. That's another sovereign jurisdiction, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was the port, you know, so unbelievable. I haven't seen it all now. Like, I thought they would be at least still the police out here. So this is either a problem with the policing or with the migrants, or is this the Gen Z policing? Because, you know, this is different than sitting at home playing on Grand Theft Auto being the police. You really got to go out there and do this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're not used to the physical confrontation. These would be the last people you want to go send for a war.
What do you think about it, Jeff?
What's this world come to?
Exactly, right?
We don't see it all. Now, what do we do moving forward? I mean, I'm learning my lessons. And instead of moving in fear, verify and validate that I know and move forward with some of that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Now, have you guys seen the protests in Europe, in Germany, and what's that place called where all the world governments are located, where their parliament is? I don't think it's Switzerland. It's one of them, Vienna.
Australia.
Something like
man.
That. It's, no, not Australia. It's over in Germany where the EU headquarters is, where the European Union and the Euro dollars and all that stuff is at. Over there where the World Bank and all that is. So they went in because the World Economic Forum policies started to kick in Germany, and all the farmers all throughout Europe loaded up their tractors with wet shit and drove all throughout the cities where the parliament houses or the Capitol buildings was and sprayed it all over the Capitol buildings. Then they all went to where the headquarters, the parliament is. They all had it all set up where they had gas trucks lined up for them to get gas as they was going. It was all set up, you know. I'm talking about at least 50 to 60,000 tractor trailers. I mean, big tractors that you see on the farm, those things with the big tires that's like a man tall, you know what I'm saying? That they all over the whole city, took over the whole thing waiting for Parliament to come, you know, implement, because they're implementing the World Economic Forum policies, of course, and that means no farming. These are farmers, you know. You're not supposed to farm anymore. You know, this is that green stuff that they pushing here. They got different names for it over in Europe, but they stood up to it. So that's a big, big, big victory against this World Economic Forum and this globalist thing that they got going on, because here, we don't, you know, as soon as somebody tries to fight back against it, these white people who should be fighting back against it, they get called racist or something. You know what I'm saying?
Some of them are. They got masses of truckers that's going up to Texas, and they up there where the border is at. So we got truckers convoy going on now.
Yeah. So that, yeah, that this is sort of like what you saw in Canada with the truckers, but
right.
this is with performers and their big
yeah.
tractors, you know, which, you know, and they loaded, like I said, loaded them up with wet, you know, say cow shit and stuff from the farm and just sprayed it all over all the buildings. Disgusting, but, you know, that's what y'all going to work in. Since y'all trying to do us dirty, we going to do y'all dirty. I loved it. You know what I'm saying? Did you see that, Jeff?
No, I'm just reading up on some of that stuff right now, brother.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
yeah,
you're
yeah,
right,
yeah,
they,
man.
They did it for environmental reasons. The government's trying to put these stipulations in that they use certain chemical fertilizers. And, you know, we all know that's not good for the food nor the environment. You know, most of farmers are trying to get away from that. You know,
are you on
sustainable.
Are you on the speakerphone, Jeff?
You know, it might be my headset, but I am having some phone difficulties, so I'll go on mute.
We can hear you. You just low. That's all.
Yeah.
I got some more people want to join the round table.
Okay,
you ready for them to join it yet?
Yeah. Let's
okay.
Go. Let's let them in.
708-837. All right. I was enjoying that conversation, man. You talk about Davos, man, over there where Klaus Schwab is, you know, the Nazi, who's one of the world globalists. All these wars are plugged into the United Nations because they're all globalists. We funding most of the stuff that's going on. Now, some of the things that I found very intriguing, you know, they went over this morning, they bombing the shit out of in the Middle East, right? But
yeah, I saw
it's the way they went
Syria
about it.
And Iraq.
Yeah, they did 85 bombs, but check this out. They gave these boys 5 days notice that they was coming to bomb. So all like when Trump came in, that one dude over there that was being a big problem, Trump just took him right out, killed the whole problem, threw sanctions on these boys, choked the oil game out. So anybody that buy oil from them, they was going to have problems and killed all that. This goofball, Mr. Magoo, comes right back, gives them back all the money, and empowers them to go back. And that's all you see in the manifestation of what they did. And it's kind of eye-opening, man. There's something wrong with this administration that's in here right now. They don't love Americans, and they enemies. When you ever heard of an army telling you where they're going to strike? When you ever heard of something like that? I'm a military man. I ain't never heard of nothing like that.
Well, this is probably, we say that it was a coup. So they're not doing things normal. And from my understanding, I heard that Biden and them, when they took their oath, the oath hasn't even been signed. So do that make them legal? Mm-hmm. If you take an oath and it hasn't been signed?
How could that be? That he was sworn in, but he didn't sign the oath of office?
Right. I heard that him and others had the oath of office is not even signed.
Wow.
Now, one thing I found fishy initially, whenever he was showing him when he first became president, he was never at the White House. He was standing in like a little auditorium or something and didn't even have
He was in his basement. He was in his basement with a green screen behind him.
He might have been.
They say he was at Tyler Perry studio or whatever, I don't know. But when you look at when he first came in, when he was in the Oval Office, look at the window behind him. It's the parking lot back there. Now, that lets you know he was in
right
the
well.
Oval Office.
But you notice that they're not directly bombing Iran. Because Iran got some stuff for them.
Only the problems.
Yeah, they gonna bomb Iraq. I mean, y'all already won them. Y'all fought them for 20 years and beat them in like the first 5 days, right? And then they go shooting bombs at Syria. They already done bombed that to death over Obama's administration. So y'all bombing little chunk countries, but y'all know the second y'all drop a bomb in Iran, that's it for Israel. So they being real strategic. Because Iran could hit Israel.
They took much pressure off themselves and left Putin alone because Putin was too much for them. So they had to find somewhere else to direct it. not direct their energy, but you got, well, this is how I look at it. Now they fighting Israel's battle. We paying Israel bills and we fighting their battles now. That really doesn't make sense to me. Because, see, the consensus, it should have been a vote or something, but you just inject this into a full-fledged war. Now, even though they bombed, they didn't go bomb those boys that's over there that's blocking the shipping lanes. That's where they should have went bomb, but they didn't do that. So they didn't bring no pain.
The guys blocking the shipping lanes got Iran's missiles. So they know the second they really get them involved, they're gonna hit Israel with some missiles. There's nothing Israel's gonna be able to do if they let dudes. They let some niggas come through on bicycles flying through the sky, bro. They ain't got no missile defense system. Like, that whole thing is a joke. I mean, the stuff Iran got is Russian greed.
But look, if they were serious, they would go in there and devastate them, man. Look what Putin did. All that noise they was making, are we winning? They not talking that crap no more because Putin didn't play with them. He strategically started blowing shit up. Even though they killed his pipeline, he got revenge for that pipeline because he killed so many young men. He had young men leaving the country. They don't want no part of that. They don't want none of that smoke. And America started seeing they didn't really want none of that smoke. So they let Putin off the hook and they go fry smaller fish instead of getting the big fish.
That's what bullies do, bro.
Yeah, I guess you're right, man.
I got
you hit them back,
so
they don't want to fight you no more. Let them in, Barry.
Okay. Is this Kwame? You at the table.
Thanks, Sister Bev. Hotep.
Brother Kwame, what's good, man?
Thomas, Jeff, family. The part that I'm hearing is that these smaller countries are being supplied with weapons one of three places, Russia, China, or U.S., and what they're not wanting to happen is for them to unify with the weaponry they bought. All of them go against America because they're not going to go against China and Russia. So this is what the whole chess game is being. Who's going to supply and who's going to get them to do what they want done for what's going on in the country? Because the shipping lanes is a very important part, because when that's turned over there in the Suez Canal and all the ships had to go around Africa, come back around. That's what they're looking at having to avoid. But the other part is that's why they want to do that Gaza. See, they want to put one. You got the Suez up at the far eastern part, northeastern part, but you also have, you know, where they want to put the Gaza out. Is going through into Palestine, and that's where they want that other ship, is because at Crane is the Black Sea, that Russia has to get everything out of Russia or get everything into Russia is coming through the Black Sea, and that's where Ukraine has the advantage because it borders the sea. And so what they're trying to get, the land that is closest to the water and act, because China's already running the trade roads, is building the railroads across Europe and across, you know, Asia. And so this is what they're, okay, China's going to have the railroads, the trade road. How are we going to move it once we get it to the side? We're going to have to be able to put it on ships and get it to America or to get it to, you know, Africa. So this is the part that they're doing is about the trade, and this is what the EU and the summits are having about. But what I'm looking at is here, the foreign people that they're getting coming in through the South, the border people, we're getting ready 2024. And Tutmos, maybe you can help me understand. In New York, so all of those immigrants that are in a district area by the representatives of that area as their constituents. Is that how that works?
Yeah, say that again in English, brother.
Okay, what I'm saying is, okay, it's just like where you live at, you know your congressman and your senator. So you're counted as one of his constituents. The immigrants that have been sent there that's living in living on the street, living in these shelters, living in these places that they set up for them, has to count it as part of that district or that area of representation. So yep. Now you've got thousands of them coming in, and so what you can do is redistrict and say, okay, this district is so large that we need another rep. You see, this is a part of what I'm looking at is how they're going to do this, because you only allow so many constituents in your district before they can divide it. Okay, we're going to draw a map, and this is another district that we're going to have.
For both.
Yeah, that's what I see them doing. And if you take a district like New York, right, they lost the seats last election. Because Nadler had to go against the lady, I forget her name, and one used to have Upper Manhattan, the other one used to have one had upper East Side, the other one had the Upper West Side, but then they made that one district. They lost the seat because so many people left the city after the pandemic. So now you got all those people back, so you get to put more seats up in these districts. So you're absolutely right, bro. And their thing is, these are going to be their new Democratic base.
Right. And this is what I'm seeing them doing, is that they're in these immigrants and putting them in these places. They put them in the cities to up the people count in order to get the vote count for what they want done. And then the other part is talking about drafting.
Remember this, though.
They're
immigrant
immigrants.
They should have no voting rights. They're illegal immigrants. They have
saying,
no
they
rights.
Don't have, but
they're
they got to be counted.
No, it's not voting rights. They're body count. You have a certain amount
right,
of
body.
Seats.
Yep.
Yeah, census.
Census. You're talking
right.
about the census now. You're talking about using the census, right?
Uh-huh. This is the same thing that happens. Like, they do this in college towns, right? Like, a city like Columbus, Ohio, which has a population always of almost a million, when they're in session, you know, when the University of Ohio is in session, but the rest of the year they don't have that many people there, right? But what ends up happening is when they count it, they count all those students, so they get those type of district seats. You get what I'm saying? Like those big colleges, I'm sure Ann Arbor does the same thing in Michigan. They get a bunch of district seats because the college is so big, and they do the count, the body count when the college is in session. So they count all those students as part of their student body. You get what I'm saying? And they count for their district seat, and they get more seats that way
okay.
and stuff in the Congress.
We talk about 12 million correct. Undocumented people that came into the country, though, and they have
yeah.
no rights. And that's the thing about the Democratic Party. They're giving people that shouldn't have rights. Right. Everybody should be outraged. Outraged. Completely outraged. They're giving money that should go to the veterans that are homeless on the street, the homeless people. We got people that don't have jobs. You're going to give these immigrants people's jobs. It's ridiculous, man. You can't have a country like that. And then guess what? You brought a whole demographic in. You don't know who these people are. You don't know. They don't believe anything.
But what you
believe.
Well, seeing is, okay, you build a prison, this is what a private prison boned off when they hit Wall Street, CCA and all the other private prisons went in. They'll go into a small town of 500 people and build a 1,500-bed prison. Once they fill that up with 1,500 beds, guess what? That's a tax cut. That's a tax incentive with the 1,500 in prison. They still part of the population of that 500 town. Money will go
right.
into that, but they will take
the
money.
Law, these boys can't even get picked up for drunken driving. They're not like the dudes that beat up the police. They let them all go. Now they're trying to find.
But
the
you
got to
look at this. This is a money thing. This is a money thing. That's all this is about.
You selling bottles?
I saw a video with these dudes working. I mean, they had them picking tomatoes, picking. Mm-hmm. All kinds of food, doing farming work, mm-hmm. all in the Midwest, out up in Wyoming and Montana. They were tending the cows and all.
And seasonal workers. They always been seasonal farm workers.
Yeah, he said, where else you gonna get people to pick tomatoes for $150 a day these days? And I said, damn, they're giving $150 a day, pick tomatoes. That's what, about like $750 a week. You know, that's way more than what they was making where they live. So they loving it here.
Well, they should love it here. They get $5,000 EBT card. They can get flown anywhere they want to go in America. They put them up free room and board. They don't do that for you.
That's
right?
Why they come. That's why they come in
pissed.
Everybody
should be pissed. What's the joke? Hey, what's the joke? Go in Mexico and come across the border as an immigrant, and you get all kind of benefits.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
no.
Even that, they just found the armbands that the people are wearing, because the cartels put armbands on certain people. These people coming here like indentured servants. And well, these young boys, a bunch of them, are criminals. So when they come here, they got jobs when they get here, because the cartels sent them here to do certain things. That's why a lot of these boys are not going to be killed.
Have you looked at something that's getting ready to happen? We're having an election in November 2024 here. Election there, and then South America, I think, is either Colombia or one of those countries down in South America, Central America, having their presidential election. All three parts, the Mexico are elected, and United States are electing their presidents. They don't want to run again. They're putting in a new one. You're tired of dealing with the cartel.
That's almost like
they got a plan in place, man. That's why, you know what I'm saying? I hope Trump survives, brother, because we damned if we get Biden. Man. And I don't see if they swap him out for dude Newsom. He's just a younger Biden. If they swapped them out for Michelle Obama, man, I remember your husband ain't do nothing for us, so I don't want to hear nothing about you. You know what I'm saying?
That man ain't going to do nothing for you either. Hey, she can't take that scrutiny, man. I don't really believe they're going to put up here. She can't take that scrutiny.
Trump and Candid Owens, he would have Candid Owens for his vice president.
Oh, I would vote for Candace Owens, man. I love Candace Owens.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
I like Candace. I don't always agree with her, but she stands on her point, and she makes some good points. You know, black people don't like criticism, and sometimes, we like it when it comes in the form of comedy, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes from, like, the scrutiny, like, you know, it's like, yeah, she's making some pretty damn good points. I got to give it to her. But I don't think that she's that accepted within the conservatives anymore, because she had a mishap with them a while back. They kind of had a falling out with the male white conservatives over a new point she had. It was a big deal on YouTube for a while.
Was that the Republican Party? Because MAGA is supposed to be something else besides the Republican Party.
These is all MAGAs. These is all pro-Trump people.
Okay.
But it was a viewpoint on something feminine. It was a viewpoint. The stance she took, they kind of ostracized her for it, and you know, she got some kind of, you know, like people who were doing business with her stopped doing business with her. But I can't remember it because I didn't follow it that closely, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see him doing that, man. I mean, come on, man. She's going to turn into Omarosa, man. Get a black chick put up there, you know what I'm saying? Omarosa did him dirty, you know?
Went to her because I know when once he got in, she was in there for a minute, and then she got something on her, and they sent her out of there real quick.
She was acting up.
Yeah, remember she married the dude from the Green Mile. The big black dude from the Green Mile.
He's
an actor.
Yeah,
she was trying to have the wedding pictures taken at the White House, and they kind of denied her access, and she kind of, you know, bullied her way through, and it turned into a big deal. And that just led to her feeling like they did her dirty. So she kind of went on a tirade after that. But she wrote a book about it and all that, you know what I'm saying? I never really cared about her too much. I saw her once, though. You know what I'm saying? It was quite impressive, you know? Back to what I was saying, though, the problem I see is that you can't have two sets of laws for two different groups of people this blatant. You know, like, we understand that you already got the separate but equal type laws that we deal with every day, but you're not going to tell me that you're going to allow people to get away with assault and armed robbery, and other people can't. Now, you know, it's almost time to get everybody in prison. We get a class action lawsuit to get them out. Because how are you going to have two sets of laws for two sets of different people? And the law for migrants says if you commit certain felonies, which these both encountered, you assaulted a police officer and you stole some property of a police officer, those are immediate deportations. You know what I'm saying? So they're not even following their own law with this.
And they're going through all the communities, Boston, Chicago, New York. You know, your city's about to dole out like $53 million for a board for these immigrants. And that's what I'm saying. All this is financed by the taxpayers. The taxpayers, you and I and other people, especially people that work in every day, you're paying for them. You're financing these immigrants. And they're giving them special favor over you. That shit, I'm telling you, this shit, I have everybody in an uproar. But see, we melanated people, we sit back until it's too late.
That's what I'm saying. We should be, this should be like, this our time to start protesting and getting people out of jail. There's no way that you got somebody in my family in jail for armed robbery. I just saw y'all have a dude rob the police officer on TV and go home. Protest. We got to have class action lawsuits. It's got to be some way that you get back at this, because this is ridiculous.
Well, just remember, the president that's in there, he's the one who started sending all these melanated people to prison. Remember, he's the one that wrote the law, powder cocaine, crack cocaine, that starts catapulting brothers straight to the rookie. Now, they let people walk
free. 100-to-1 disparity.
You got to remember who's financing all these district attorneys, all these Democratic district attorneys. These big billionaires are financing these people. That's why you're not getting any satisfaction. That's why the district attorneys, they just let them go. They're doing what they're getting paid to do. And they're doing it right in front of everybody. The other thing about that, why are they letting these billionaires inject all this money? They should have full disclosure on where your money comes from. This is America. This is not a communist secret society. Well, yes, it is. let me take that back. Because we're going to communism really, really quick. We're becoming a communist country over here.
Brother Jeff, you had anything to add, brother?
No, I can't be heard. I'm still being heard really low.
No,
we
can hear
you clear now.
Okay. Man, I'm really, for lack of a better term, you know, in shock at the lack of interest and movement from our people. And that's what makes it scary, you know. We know what we need to do collectively, and we know we can't do it alone. So, damn, what do we do? You know,
that's the question. I don't think we know what to do collectively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it takes a lot of organization and a lot of willpower to first, people got to want to do this thing, you know, and understand what it means to go out there and protest. To make a change, you know, we've just been uneducated for far too long to really put things into context for our people to grasp a hold of these ideas. And all right, I'm with you now. Let's go out and do something. Let's organize. Let's, you know, get some people together and meet at this spot, and you know, hold these politicians accountable, you know, in the right way. But there's a huge learning curve that comes with that. So
right.
With us being in this position for so long, you know, how effective can we be in a timely enough manner to make a difference? You know, it's going to have to happen with these little individual people who are knowledgeable enough that can group, bring the people together to sit down and plan and organize. And if those little pockets can get up and going, then we might have a chance to bring some people on board to make a difference with some of the organizations mm-hmm. that we need. We need to have organizations in place, you know, to make these things happen, because it, like he said, this communist state has taken over. That's corporate America. That's capitalism. That's how the colonies were able to get a foothold here with the, you know, what was that, the London Fur Trading Company or something like that. It was one of the first corporations to, and from there they just encroached, you know, everywhere they went. I mean, shit, what else were they going to do? They were the world's worst, you know.
From the plantation to the
world. Yeah, so, you know, Sister Bev, it motivates me personally to dig a little deeper. To get some things done, but you know, I just have to ignore what I can't control. You know what I mean? Meaning, if people want to come on board, great. And if they want to continue with what they're doing currently, great. You know, we just got to move forward without them the best we can. So, you know.
Yeah, it's got to be a group effort. You can't do it individual. Because the one that's going to have to do this. Say what?
No, this is why I'm starting to look at. Oh yeah, sure. Oh, this is why I'm starting to look at the reparations thing. Like, wait a minute now. If y'all got all this money for all this shit, then give us our goddamn money then. Y'all got all this money for these people? You serious? We got people homeless on the trains. You know what I'm saying? Smelling terrible. You know what I'm saying? Smoking crack on the train now. Nobody, the police ain't even around anymore. It's total chaos here. And this is because y'all put other people in shelters before your own people. And all these is black people, unfortunately, talking to themselves. It looks terrible, man. It's cold outside, too. It's sad, man. And they're to the point now where you probably can't help them because their mental health is so far gone.
Right.
You be out in the street in the cold by yourself, living in parks and stuff, on bus stops in 0-degree weather for months. You start talking to yourself and they arguing with people who ain't no even around them and stuff. And it's like, man, look at that. Yo, that's so sad to see. And they young. These ain't old people, man. These are 20-some-year-old, 30-some-year-old, young, able-bodied people. And they gone. Like, they got to be medicated, force medicated, I guess, to be stable, you know what I'm saying? Because people who see them and they cross the street, they look violent, but they really just talking to whoever they created in their head, you know? They not really going to attack anyone.
But this was part of their plan, because they went a few years ago, they closed down all the mental institutions, most of them, and put the people out on the street. Yeah,
right, that's why they ride the trains. They don't have nowhere to go. Just remember all the money they just spent. They could have took care of every family that was homeless in America could have a home. That's how much money I'm not going to say wasting, but that's what they're using. Like right now, I think I was looking at the thing on the news. They say New York is getting ready to put out $157 million to re-up these contracts for these people living in these hotels. That's a lot of money, $157 million for people that are not from here, when people from here don't have somewhere to go. And then they're going through all the black neighborhoods all through the United States. They're taking the recreation centers that keep kids off the street, putting them out of their schools and whatnot, putting these people in their place. People laying down at the airport. They got partitions in the airport, so you can't see these people laying all around. I mean,
so
what
that
I don't even get
that tell you who under attack.
We are.
It's a sad thing to say, man. We are certainly under attack. You know, they attacked two people in Harlem on 110th Street, and they made a building into a shelter for the migrants. So these two people walking down the street, one was in his 40s, the other one was in his 50s, and the migrants started throwing stuff at them out the windows. You know what I'm saying? So they stopped and I guess started talking. So these guys came downstairs. They grabbed one of the dudes, pushed him into the glass door of the building, and then stabbed the other one or something like that. So they both end up in the hospital. And nobody don't even know who did this to them. You know what I'm saying? Now, this is going to turn violent. I'm telling you, people going, when this summertime hit, people going to start retaliating. You know what I'm saying? And they ain't got the guns.
That's what they want.
Well, Chicago got guns, and I can tell you what's going to happen in Chicago.
No, I'm talking about the migrants. The migrants don't have guns and stuff that the brothers got. You know what I'm saying? They set up like that.
Them boys on the south side of Chicago, they're going to give them boys some business over there. They come through there with them disciples. Man, them boys don't play over there. Them gangbangers, and they kind of funny about their little territory. They will smoke you. They don't give a care. You riding around in your car, you better make sure you're paying attention. That's another reason. Just before I left, man, they was jacking people left and right. Now they got these minorities coming into their neighborhood. Now you know a lot of these dudes are selling drugs, right? These foreigners who just came here, they're already selling drugs. Tell me where they getting connects to sell drugs when they just got here. But supposedly they don't know nobody.
Plants.
Man, it's deep, man. We've been infiltrated all the way.
Spanish speaking people always had the drugs. You know what I mean? That's how it always worked. They always had the drugs, man. You know?
About your president.
Who's in there.
I wonder how compromised he is because he let the cartels run the border like he's doing. They know they're trafficking children and whatnot, and they still letting it go on. They got 85,000 children disappeared from that border. Where them children go? They brought them here. They gave them to social workers, and they gave them to people they don't even know who they gave them to.
Well, we know all of this. But what are we gonna do about it? We under attack. We know all this. We sit around and talk about it, but we're not doing anything about it.
Yeah. Who was trying to talk? Somebody was just. Who was just trying to talk? Somebody was trying to say something.
No, I was trying to say because you were saying about the drugs in the community. Because the thing that the places that the drugs are coming from is the places where the immigrants are being pushed out from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The cartels. That. Right, and the thing they pumped enough money, drugs. To where they're saying now, okay, we here, y'all gonna take care of some of our people because they manufactured and get instead of creating these drug dens. So now our people up here where you all are, because y'all didn't come around and let us take it back over, but you want to be like Americans because the drug cartels. The government.
You break it
same
up
thing
now.
That runs.
Yeah, you break it up bad, Kwame.
Okay, can you hear any better now?
Yeah, you sound more clear.
Yeah, I had to go. I got to come out. I'm back here. No signal until. So, but this is the problem. It's the drug part and the drug cartel because you're looking at. Afghanistan and those countries over there, that's the main resources that they fund. South America, that's their main resource. They ain't got no big gold and oil and coming up out of South America. It's the drug cartel, Mexico. So this is what we got to look at. How do we attract the part that's putting our people into addiction? China is pumping in the fentanyl and the opioids. So you're looking at, you got two whole new eras of control of the minds of people in the hood.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you this. I know this is the drugs that the migrants are selling. They're selling it to each other. So they got their own little thing set up where, you know what I'm saying, they not selling them in the neighborhood like everybody else. They whole pipeline is through the shelter system where they got they own addiction problems. A lot of these people are already addicted when they got here. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
they want crack. I'm like, who still uses this? You know what I mean? So yeah, they got a problem and they already got them set up.
Right.
Go ahead.
Those boys from the Middle East, they like opium too. heroin.
Yeah, but what we're looking at is coke was the introduction to crack, because that's where you get crack from. You got to you make it from cocaine. They were there in the countries that's their main source of product is cocaine. And guess where you get the chemicals to change the coca leaves into cocaine comes from the United States. The chemical makeover is the chemicals we send there for them to manufacture there in their country and then ship it around the world.
Yeah, the cocaine trade is definitely United States controlled world. That's how you get it in London and in France and shit. You know, it ain't going nowhere from the ships that the U.S. is protecting. That's for sure.
No, because the heroin market comes right. The heroin market comes out of Asia, the opioids and all of that, and in the Middle East, because that's Afghanistan. 75% of their main product is opioid. That's why all the warlords was taken, because they had the different farms that they were harvesting the opium.
That was America's product for 20 years until America left Afghanistan. They went there and took control of those poppy fields. That's what America was over there for.
When I was in Vietnam, I'm thinking, watching television, we fighting these communists, we thinking this communist. When we get over there, the Ho Chi Minh Trail was the main source line of the heroin coming out of North Vietnam through South Vietnam and going into Turkey and being distributed. That was the main line that was coming out of North Vietnam. That's why the American gangster was showing that he said, well, the best way to get heroin into the United States is put it in bodies. So they shipping them back.
Hey, remember, the poor farmers were processing the drugs. They used the poor farmers to process. In Colombia, the poor farmers was making the cocaine paste, and then they would process it into cocaine. So they always used the poor farmer. They were the farmers that harvested the crops. And then they get little or nothing, and then the middleman, he comes and he makes the money.
You see, ain't no more commercial with Juan Valdez making coffee because they turned the coffee into coke.
Oh, my goodness, Juan Valdez. I forgot about him.
Nah, that's a good one, though. I like that.
Now, Brother Jeff, man, you said you was in Arizona, right?
Yes, sir.
Does Arizona have a big drug problem like most inner cities?
Absolutely.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay. Is it mostly?
You know, yeah. So in the cities, you know, you can see the disparity in the way the people are treated based on the color of their skin. You know, and because I swirled a little bit, I got to experience that firsthand. You know, my white girlfriend at the time, man, just getting everything handed to her. If she went in and asked for it, she would give it to her, whether it was a diagnosis or a pill. Now, on the other hand, I had some colleagues I went to college with and stuff like that on the darker, dark skin of the spectrum, being put in jail, ain't being provided no therapy, no meds, being treated like they're crazy, being treated like they're lying about the situation, and just being treated like a drug abuser as opposed to someone with a sickness, you know. But
you got low again.
You know, so I just saw that people were being treated differently and still having the same problem with drugs.
Now, what about, like, the illegal, like, street corner sales, gangs, and things like that? Like, I'm sure that they have it in Ohio, you know, like Chicago, New York, L.A., you know, like, did y'all have that there in Phoenix or wherever you was in Arizona?
Yeah, pretty much the same thing. You know, you just got a different, you just got more of a Spanish speaking group that makes
Got the Lato Locos.
Locos, and then the Native Americans, you know, and as well as the blacks, we all get swirled in one group. You know what I mean? But if you can speak Spanish, you got a way out. They're coming to help you. Catholic Church to come in, you know what I mean? Social services will step in and do some things, but, you know, if you blackmail your asses, ass out.
Got you.
It's unfortunate. When I got to Ohio, when I got back to Cleveland, Ohio, the system is non-existent here, even for veterans. I had to go to Michigan to get my disability claim started with a veterans organization and then come back to Ohio and start going to the veterans hospital. But the social service?
Wow.
Ain't none. You're on your own now.
Well, you think Cleveland will, I mean, Ohio will have it set up better, you know what I'm saying? Because that's usually a lot of soldiers come from Ohio. You know, that's crazy.
When I left Cleveland, Ohio, I was 13, 14 years old. And you know, Reaganomics was kicking in, and the school system was being crippled by desegregation. They were stealing from the maintenance, the funds, so the buses couldn't be maintained. It was starting to fall apart. Crack was taking over the neighborhood, cocaine. Most of the friends, 80% of the people I went to elementary school and junior high school, they died when I was a teenager of either AIDS or some sort of an overdose or just got murdered, you know. And you can look on YouTube and see the streets of East Cleveland and Cleveland, and that's real, man. I walk through that stuff as much as I can just to get to the library. I ain't afraid of nothing. You know, I've run into some situations, but for the most part, our people don't bother us. You know, and it's like you said, you see all these people nodding off, these youngsters, these 20s and early 30s, when they get into their 40s and 50s, they're all walkers. You know, they got colostomy bags and stuff like that. It's really terrible because you can see the system broke down and serve the people nothing. And over, what, 4 decades, what that's while I was away, and when I came back, it just got worse, you know. So there's more empty houses around here than you can shake a stick at, you know.
Wow, man. That's, you know, it was crazy when I moved to Harlem 22, 23 years ago. We had the, on my street, we were the only building that they fixed up. The rest of them was under construction. These buildings aren't new. They've been here for years, but they just let them go to waste and became vacant buildings. And so they, now this whole area is not an empty lot. You know what I'm saying? They fixed the whole thing up. They fixed every building. Like all those years, these buildings just sat there with boards on them. With, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they just decided one day, let's fix them up. And you found out that Chase and Citibank and Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, all these buildings, all this time, just let them sit here deteriorate, knowing that they was going to be worth something one day. You know what I'm saying? So I totally see. And one thing about Ohio, I'm surprised because it has a lot of big cities in Ohio. It's like one of them states with, you know, like in New York, it's only New York City and Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You know, but y'all got like Cleveland and Cincinnati and Dayton and Toledo and, you know what I'm saying, Columbus. It's a bunch of big cities.
They took the steel mills out of Ohio.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. A lot of industries went left to Ohio, man. Left America, period. You know what I'm saying? All the steel is made in China. And in India, you know, it's not being forged here like it was. Pennsylvania, Michigan, that whole Rust Belt. Yeah, they totally stripped that. What, Gary, Indiana, Indianapolis, all that was big steel country. Big industries. You know what I'm saying? Took all those industries, and now that's Shanghai and Beijing and everywhere else. That's how they did it. You know, that's globalism. Globalization. What, we lose our industries, and in exchange, we get tax credits for not doing anything. Because by not doing anything, we're not destroying the environment. So we could give tax all the countries that are destroying the environment, even though they're making all the stuff we're buying. Right, so we're going to tax the hell out of China because how much coal and oil and stuff y'all have to burn to run all the factories to make the products that get sold to everybody else in the world. You're going to have to come back right back here to get taxed. But that's the globalization plan. You know, look for someone to blame for all this climate change that they're causing. You know what I'm saying? And they found a sucker. That's China. I don't even see how they went for this. Like, y'all got set up to take the shit into the stick, you know, if you know, say a better word, because y'all going to get hit with all these credits for all this. While over here, no, it won't be a factory operating. They don't even want you to work. They just want you to stay at home, put some glasses on, sit at home, consume stuff. They'll pay you to have no opinion. As long as you don't have an opinion they don't like, they're going to send you a check and have everyone else in the world working while we get lazy and do nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's just the stupidest plan. These globalists, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't see how anyone's going
for
this.
Technology. And see, what we got to look at, Silicon Valley and all of the technology is what America went. They got out of industry. The industrial age, they got out of that, and they got into the technology that we are going to sell to the rest of the world, technology. And this is what happened, because Microsoft, you had Apple, and so you had this coming out of America. Now you're looking at globally, everybody's using the created, because just like the textile industry, we create the cotton industry, agriculture created the cotton industry. Now we turn around here and you got fiber optics is creating a technological industry.
Yeah. And those globalists are allowed to come in and do those into those low-income payers' monies. Now, I did learn this about real estate investment. Real estate investors will have a cost segregation study done on the building and or the property itself. Now they have collateral that they can, one, insure, and they can, two, write off as a net operating loss if they never get around to that project. And they get grants in these certain areas to bring the building or the house up to code.
Right, but what Thomas was just talking about when he moved to Harlem, they let all them buildings sit there and let a generation die out, and then this is what gentrification means. Another generation will come in behind it and reconstruct what that generation left, deteriorate.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff was destroyed ever since we had the Cane riots in the 60s here, right? And a lot of stuff burnt down and stuff just never came back. And they never fixed it back up, right? So it just went to waste. And the crack ever, black people used to own these buildings, but they left it to their kids. And during the crack ever, people wasn't paying rent. And kids started getting high. I mean, it all got defaulted on and owned by the banks who bought them up in bulk. And they just sat back and just let it. You know, you just think in this depressed area, look how terrible it looks. How many reports you going to see on it? And the whole time, it only looked terrible because y'all didn't fix it up. Y'all owned all the stuff that looked terrible. But y'all blame the people in the neighborhood for it. You get what I'm saying?
Well, my thing is that we know all of this, and we see they do this from state to state, but we just talk about it. We don't come up with no strategy. We don't come up with nothing to counter it.
Yeah, well, I certainly wish I had the solution for it, Bev. I mean, the solution for gentrification, I mean, it would have had to happen 30 years ago when people would have bought, you know, kept their possessions. But what I think would work is if black people was to start forming collectives, or you could call them like a corporate collective or cooperative, where everyone puts their money in and maybe purchase a building, just one you could start with. And, of course, with a bunch of people, you don't really need, especially if people have skills, you know, y'all don't need to hire top-notch people to put it back together. You just got to meet the city code. And now once you have one and you can rent it out, now you can get another one. Because our communities are only able to be gentrified because we don't really own the businesses or the major infrastructure in our community. We own some houses, you know what I'm saying, which is good. That's why it's harder to gentrify the south side of Chicago than it is Harlem, because Harlem black people don't own the buildings, you know what I'm saying? It any day they can say, hey, we're gonna renovate your building, you gotta move. I mean, what are we gonna do, you know? So but when you own the houses, they gotta come and purchase it from you. So yeah, I think that if we started buying certain things, if the strip malls, things that we put our money in, I think 100 people, that you don't have to have that much, and run it as a corporation, because by running it as a corporation, you got a board, you got rules and bylaws, you got certain tax incentives you get for being in a corporation, for, you know, you get payroll, all those type of things as well, you know what I'm saying? So capital gains, you know, you get all these incentives for being in a corporation, and you get loans to buy more properties, you know, and once you have it set up, where you got 5, 6, 7, 8 properties, then everybody should go and set up their own with other people, you know, and spread it out. You know, this, you get what I'm saying, Bab? Like a pyramid.
Right now in America, this is what you got going on. The Chinese Communist Party owns more land in America than almost anybody, other than Bill Gates. Bill Gates is buying a farmland. Now you got these globalists, they're buying the single family homes. That's what drove the housing market is at 7 to 8% now. And they're buying up so many homes. Some people had homes getting ready to close. These boys come through with their companies and buy that house right from under you at the last minute. So they're taking over all the single family homes. It's a concerted effort to take over. And they're taking over because, first of all, they tried to pass some law so China can't buy all this land, or full disclosure when they buy the land, because they let these boys secretly come in and buy all this land. Bill Gates even bought Brad's apple cider vinegar. That's always been organic. He doesn't want them to plant any more trees. So these boys got a plan. This is the globalist plan. Now, the only way the globalist plan works is because you let them use this fiat money. Now, I know people going to rail against the, oh, fiat is credit. Look, they wouldn't control as much as they did. If they had to pull up 5 tons of gold or 2,500 tons of silver, they wouldn't ever be able to do it. But they're using paper money that they pull out of thin air so they can buy everything up. All they print it on a press. That's why they can do the things they do, because of this stupid money. And the money is stupid. It corrupts everything, everywhere they go. They corrupt the governments with this money.
Okay, so we're playing chess here. So what's the next chess move?
And what Thomas is saying is a good idea with the collective.
Yeah,
I like that idea.
Yeah.
The collective corporation, but what I'm saying is aspirations and owning that property, and then create the contractors that look like that creates the jobs that trains the young people and to be able to upgrade those communities that we're going to be gentrifying, that you start a contracting company that will be able to come in and say, okay, y'all go over here and fix this building up, and then you got this building over here to fix up once we buy or get through. So you're creating a corporate collective is investing in the people having jobs, and then you turn around and put the people that's coming back that can afford to come back, because when they gentrify these neighbors, they make sure that you don't be able to afford to come back in. Well, you can afford to come back into the community. This is the strategy.
Again, it's all about read the people, and the reason that, you know, they doing us this way because they corporate, we not. So, and
right.
We're not even in the game. We're not even nowhere on the chessboard. You got to get on the chessboard.
But this is
they're
what people are
no
doing
attention.
With
it. At this point, right? Even we could have corporate collectives that. Some of them
that's
just invest in stock. That's all they do is they buy stock, you know, and everybody put their $100, $250, whatever.
Yeah.
And we buy that much stock every week, and it's all owned by us. And, hey, once that stock blows up, because we already know, hey, Microsoft, we got to buy that. We got to buy Google. We got to buy Apple, because that's what's making money. And that's what they buy, you know. And once we own enough, have enough people doing that, then you can hedge. That's where the hedge funds and stuff come in, where you can hedge some of your stock and then get other people to invest in, you know, buy the stuff, buy a piece of your portfolio. You get what I'm saying? Once you have enough. But we got to start doing something. It always comes back to we got to do it together. And the technology, I think, could be used to make us do things together, because we don't have to all be in the same place to do it anymore. You know, we could be all over the country, and we could all be investing in something in Fairfax, Alaska. But we're going to all make money off it, and who cares that some of us is New York, Georgia, Ohio, Detroit. You know what I'm saying? We all got the app, and we're going to get our money and our, you know, see how our company's doing and everything. I think it's a good time for that. But once again, we got to know the technology that's doing that, though, because the smart contracts are coming. Me and Ramon did shows on that years ago. And, I mean, how else are you going to pay people in a form of money other than dollars without the smart contract? And the smart contract could be set up where, you know, you could pay people. You could, well, you got the decentralized companies where you could run a company using smart contracts where you don't have any real employees. Everyone's a contractor. I need people to do this. I could just put the ad out in that area. Someone takes the job from me. I paid them, but they working for, you know, whatever my interests are. You know what I'm saying? Whatever company I have. If I need a plumber, I could get a plumber. You know, or if you could own a house in Alabama and live in New York and, you know, do everything online, get the plumber, get the whatever the problem is, people to pick up the garbage, whatever you need done, you know, you could do it all online with the technology. So I think it's a purpose to it as far as black people go, because it'll bring us together in a way where we can do business together with people of like minds. Like, it's only but a few people that call into these shows every week. We all have the same like mind. I wouldn't mind doing business with all of y'all. You get what I'm saying? Because I know we have the same sort of type of goals and interests. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
We can do that through the technology.
That's part of it. That is. That's what we got to do.
We've been raising these consumers.
Go ahead.
I said we've been raised to be consumers. The first thing we're going to have to do is self-educate our children. We need to educate our own children and break that indoctrination. Everybody's not meant to go to school. I wouldn't even send kids to school. Start teaching them the tasks that they have as young people. By the time they're 14 or 15, they'll be masters in whatever they're doing, whether it be math, whether it be engineering, whatever it is. You start them young, you put them on that path, and not let other people get in there and indoctrinate and tell them what they can and cannot do. That's even down to technology. I really don't like technology. I think it's like another god. So, I mean, you got to use it. You can't get around it. So you got to move with it. But technology, for instance, if they were to have a complete power outage for, say, 2 months or 3 months, how do you think the world would fare? It would be complete chaos. Most people don't have any skills building fires, how to store meat, how to kill an animal, how to skin an animal, how to fish. A lot of people come from the city. They don't have those skills. So it's going to be it will be complete chaos. And they say it's going to be a power outage. They keep predicting it. We're going to have a power outage that knock out every computer. So now you don't have any way to buy anything because you don't have your electronic cards. You can't swipe nothing. So what you going to do?
And they got people that's teaching survival skills. I got somebody else that wants to come on online. Then you could say whoever that is, you could say what it is. 347-792. 347. Are you mute? Okay. Go ahead. Whoever was saying something.
Oh, no,
hey, Bill,
I was just going to suggest
the
grid was everybody going to do.
Yes, I have the clip. You want me to play
all
it
right,
now?
Yeah, let's play the clips, man. I want to hear everybody's thoughts on this. This is definitely technology. And I don't want to hear the gloom and doom about it. Like, what are we doing? Like, look where they're at.
It's already here.
Know.
Yeah.
Exactly. So here, you can play it on two clips. They're real short.
Okay.
Now let's talk about Elon Musk. He put up a post a few hours ago on Twitter, now known as X. And this is what he said. The first human received an implant from Neuralink yesterday and is recovering well. Initial results show promising neuron spike detection. For the uninitiated, here's what it means. Elon Musk has just put a computer chip in a human brain. His startup called Neuralink has started human trials. Musk co-founded Neuralink in 2016. 8 years later, they have their first human test subject. This is a big milestone. It will allow us to see proof of concept. And what is the concept? A brain-computer interface, or BCI, brain-computer interface, the technology will allow people to control machines with their thoughts. Musk had a follow-up post. He says the first product is called telepathy. It will allow you to control your phone or computer just by thinking. And through them, you can control other devices. If it works, it could be a game changer, especially for people with some form of paralysis. They could benefit immensely from a technology like this. Musk says they will be the first recipients. Here's what he wrote, and I'm quoting. Imagine if Stephen Hawking could communicate faster than a speed typist or auctioneer. That is the goal. It's an ambitious dream. But how does the technology work? Let me take you through what we know so far. A computer chip and other electronics will be inserted into the brain. This is the link in Neuralink. It's reportedly about the size of a few coins. The chip will be battery operated. It can be charged wirelessly, so no need to worry about replacing it, which would be hard anyway because it will be inserted directly into the brain. So replacement would be a problem. And this insertion will happen by a special surgical robot. They will put this chip into your brain. Yes, a robot, not a trained neurosurgeon. This is because one part of the link has wires directly hooked up to your brain. It is so intricate, apparently it cannot be done by humans, so you need a robot to do it. These wires or threads monitor your brain activity. They will read your thoughts and pass them on to the chip. The chip will then send a signal to an app on your phone or computer. That is how the setup works. It may sound complicated, but it's not exactly revolutionary. The first device like this came out all the way back in 2004. There are other companies that have been doing this, working on the brain-computer interface for years to get your brain to talk directly to a computer and get machines moving. Older devices let people control a robotic limb with their mind. So it has been done before. Then what makes Neuralink special? The sheer volume of brain signals that it wants to capture, that is what's special. The other brain chips that exist are slower. They may not allow for what Elon Musk wants to do. Because helping people without limbs is just the beginning. He eventually wants an advanced brain-computer interface. Imagine driving a smart car with just your thoughts. Or playing video games with your mind. Or accessing all the information on the internet through your brain. The possibilities are endless. There's a reason Musk is calling this first product telepathy. It sets the tone for what is to come. Eventually, we could reach new heights of human capabilities, humans augmented with machine parts that are mind-controlled, like a cyborg in a sci-fi movie. But of course, there are drawbacks and threats too. Like almost every new technology, this too will be open to abuse. Imagine someone hacking your brain chip, reading your thoughts, controlling your robotic limbs. It's a terrifying prospect. and someone will likely manage to do it. So we need to be cautious. Guard against the potential risks while exploring the potential benefits. Such brain chips may help millions of people, and Elon Musk's company has taken a crucial step towards this. Now we wait and watch. We see how the human test subject reacts to the Neuralink chip. The next few weeks will tell us how far along the technology is and how long until you get such a chip in stores near you.
This morning, Elon Musk announcing that for the first time, his company Neuralink has implanted a brain chip in a human. Musk saying the person is recovering well. Initial results show promising neuron spike detection. Neuralink's goal is to help paralysis patients communicate by connecting their brain to a computer.
The device is designed to interpret your neural activity so you can operate a computer or a smartphone by simply thinking.
People paralyzed from stroke, from traumatic brain injury, or a spinal cord injury could see the benefits.
This would be a major game changer if it were to be proven to be safe and effective.
The FDA approved Neuralink for human tests last May after years of testing on animals.
Here's one electrode on one thread that when we stimulate causes a flexion movement of the leg.
The company demonstrated the ability of its implants to stimulate movement.
As you can see, Pager is amazingly good at mind palm,
allowing a monkey to play a video game.
And what better reward for a monkey than a banana?
Musk says the first human users will be people who've lost the use of their limbs. But speaking about the long term, he said, imagine if Stephen Hawking could communicate faster than a speed typist or auctioneer. That is the goal.
I really do think that in my lifetime as a physician, I'll be able to use this type of technology to help my patients, and I cannot wait for that day to come.
Neuralink's engineers aren't the only ones turning science fiction into reality. Researchers elsewhere helped this man, paralyzed in an accident, walk again thanks to implants in his brain and spine. And in August, this woman who had lost her voice to paralysis was able to have a conversation with her husband again thanks to a mind-controlled avatar.
Do not make me laugh.
Experts warn much more testing and research is needed before any kind of widespread use of these devices.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more...
Okay. Can you hear me?
I was muted. I'm sorry, but...
Okay.
Yeah, Steph, how long ago? I mean, you did the show years ago. Before this thing was even really talked about, that this is going to be for the human beings, and here it comes into fruition. I would say like around 2016 when it first came out, and just like that. Now, we just did shows last year where it showed how the monkeys were dying from infections around where the insert comes out of the head, and but they still got human testing. And it's inside of a human, and it's working perfectly. I had another clip where they talked to the person who had it implanted in them, but it's like a 50-minute clip. I didn't have the ability to cut it. But either way, we're here, people. We're at the point where they call it telepathy, man. This is telepathy.
Well, we can do that.
Artificial telepathy.
Right.
Artificial telepathy. See, that's
right.
The key
artificial
word.
Telepathy.
Artificial, because we've already had the technology. I mean, the you ever heard of panpsychism and cosmopsychism?
Nah, brother, you got me on that one.
Okay, this.
What about you, Jeff? You heard that?
No.
Okay, the part in which we're able to perceive from nature, from the cosmos, the consciousness, the thoughts and things we perceive, our telepathy, our abilities to change other perceptions that the human has is because technology in us is the part of activating it. What he's done, because I remember when I was in and Francis Cresswell's and Bobby E. Wright was talking about wanting to put chips in the brains of pedophiles and rape in order to control their desires. This is that Elon Musk is coming up with something that's already been out. This was in the 70s. when I was in school, we're talking about this. But what we're looking at right now, this part of what they're wanting to do is in the neural net and being able to cut you off this consciousness, that how are we developed, that how does these people develop? This is not something, you know, just come up lately. This is consciousness that's already been in this cosmos. This is the part of what they're doing is saying, how can we interfere with your perception of artificial telepathy?
We're powerful in that area once we get it activated. And that's why they keep all the distraction going on.
If we were about to get the signals that were going to give us the ability to communicate through telepathy again, you know what I'm saying? This would be the perfect thing if they know that's about to happen. Let's give them something that's going to automatically block that. So, you know, say we can interfere in that process.
Yeah, and it's happening. Saying. It's happening. That's why they call this the Great Awakening. It's happening. Let me let this person in. 347-792, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You're live.
Peace. Hello, Bev. Peace, Bev. What's up, Thomas? It's Rob. Mm-hmm.
Oh, peace. What's your arm? What's good, brother?
Cool. Pete Brothers, everyone else, yo, this is a dope show. I was just listening and just enjoying, and there was so many things I had to just say, and I lost. I had about 2 points I wanted to make. I lost one and just picked up another with this Neuralink. So just real quick, this is not artificial telepathy because it's not even telepathy. Like, all they're doing is cracking your head open and making you into a remote control. It's not telepathy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Telepathy is someone with the paranormal ability to see other thoughts. That's telepathy. Being able to turn on a computer, you're just a remote control doing things through the computer. Like, you know what I mean? So they just rebranded things, selling us titles that, once again, don't fit. And then the original point I wanted to make was, Bev, you was making a great point with what do we do? Everything that we're talking, everything we're saying, what do we do? What's the next step? Thomas made a phenomenal first step.
Yeah.
Let's get the business together. You know, let's and basically what that does is it brought me to who we need to listen to is Brother Claude Anderson. That's the brother we need. He has his Powernomics. He has a game plan that lays out exactly what we as the people need to do, because other people, other nationalities, that's what they come over here and do, which is first and foremost open up their businesses, which is also in the communities. Then once you got that together, you take that money and then you go into the precincts and you go into the, you know, school, the boards, and you use your economic power to flip it into political power. And then from the political power, you make all your moves based off of that. I'm just paraphrasing. I've been told times this. How long ago I've been telling you, the Claude Anderson, our Powernomics move, he got like a 6-7-8 plan on what to do.
Well, he was here in Detroit, and he did that with the fish. And the only thing was, he went to then Kwame Kilpatrick was the mayor, so he went to that source to put this together, where I think he should have went to the people, or the people should have put it together. So what happened was, the Arabs heard what he said, and they put it into action, and they opened up all these fish stores around in the city, where the black folks could have did the same thing. But
we don't have the UNC, we don't have anything that's necessary.
Yeah, we do. I know several veterans that just went through training and got certified to grow fish, tilapia. So that's a good start.
Oh no, I
said we don't have the unity. I'm speaking on the collective unity.
All that, like the bears.
And then take you saying, you got a business, I got a business, we all doing business, we bring our businesses together. But that creates the power dynamics, that creates the currency, the economic power, basically. So now we can step to the politicians and say, listen, you work now, work for us. You know what I mean?
Good point.
This is straight Claude Anderson speaking. I'm just paraphrasing what he's saying. I've been wanting to get back into, I need to find that video, because he has so many. It's hard to find that one I'm looking for.
He has it in a book too, Powernomics.
Okay. Paraphrase. I'm hoping that's what I'm speaking of is he's called Powernomics. But
yeah,
he did have a game plan. He had was a game. He had like a 5, 6, 7 step
and,
plan.
And
I'm
gonna tell you, it worked. It worked. The air did it.
The way
when
you hear him speak about it, it makes all the sense. He's not just coming up with this thing, a freestyle.
Right.
It makes sense. And like you said, the Arabs did it, and they blowing up off of it. This is what we need to do. This is why I'm like, so we need to do a round table. We need to watch, get onto Claude Anderson and do a round table on how do we implement that game plan.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least put the information out there so that the whoever's listening can start getting that ball rolling.
They got this technology. I mentioned this several times on the show. It's called blockchain. Now, most people associate that with Bitcoin, but it's really a ledger. And if we do a business, that's why I said smart contract. If we have a corporate collective through a smart contract, everyone has goals and things they have to meet. Through the blockchain, it doesn't move forward until the goals are met. So it won't be no F stuff happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, because the problem that black people have, I think, is we don't trust each other, especially when there's some money involved. You know what I'm saying? Thought they get a little, I used to talk to him every day. I can't even get, you know what I'm saying? When there's money involved, it gets a little testing, but the blockchain being the ledger, doing all the business through the smart contracts where we're not really even touching the money. We just meeting our goals as per what's needed. You know, if every month I'm supposed to put in whatever, it doesn't move forward until I put it in. If I don't put it in, everybody know. Yo, what's wrong with Thomas? Let me call him up. Yo, we supposed to be moving forward. You know what I'm saying?
Question. What happened if technology shut down?
Well, technology shut down. We're going
to
be, same thing happens and that happened. Technology shut down first right
before it shut down. Okay.
Yeah, if technology shut down on us today, we'd be screwed. I think most of the gas stations, they only last like when we had the blackout in New York, they only lasted like 48 hours, and then you found out they ran on electricity after that. So it was you couldn't get gas after 48 hours. You'd be screwed if it happened. Let's just hope that don't happen. You know what I'm saying? Because either way, you do it, you're going to be screwed.
It's almost as if we would have to. If we had this fish cooperative going, it's almost as if we had to have two sets of records going, the digital ledger.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. And then the written, and then the written ledger. You know, everything has a barcode. So for each fish tank, you got a barcode. So, keeping track of it digitally as well as having someone that goes through writing it down, pen to paper, pencil to paper.
Nobody for things, that whole thing is on the blockchain, just like growing weed. Every plant has a barcode, you know what I'm saying? When you put that in a bag, it leads you right back to that original plant. And someone who inspected it signed off on it. So if someone gets sick from that bud, they know who to fire. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Well, my thing with the Neuralink, as you all were speaking on that initially, so say we get 50,000 people with a Neuralink. So now these people are plugged into the computer. So we know that man is corrupt. So now we got 50,000 people plugged into the Neuralink, and now somebody at the computer, he's programmed it so he can make these people act out any way he wants. It has nothing to do with extrasensory perception. Somebody's controlling the stimulation that's going into that Neuralink. Somebody's a programmer. So even I was looking at another thing I saw. They had one guy, he was handling the controller, but the dude that was controlling the guy handling the controller, he was actually watching it, and he was feeding off the stimulus from his brain, and he was actually controlling the game, but it was being fed through my man's mind to him. That had nothing to do with the Neuralink. That's almost like Operation Bluebeam, when they can put something inside your head. You can hear voices. They could talk to you through this frequency or however they modulate it into your head.
Well, hello?
Mm-hmm. Yes. You're live.
Cool. Brother, I think you just made a very good connection. I think that's the that's the 1-2 punch right there. You put the Neuralink in your mind, and then that's going to connect to Bluebeam. Whatever they're going to do with Operation Bluebeam, that just makes it even easier to you know, get this person to see what they want to see and hear what they want to hear. You know, oh, God is talking. Oh, you don't see that in the sky? Like, no, I don't see nothing. Get that Neuralink out your head.
And you know they can project stuff on the clouds that you can see, and they can have you thinking like God is walking out the clouds. Like, these boys are very dangerous, man. Like, that's why.
Yeah. Oh, there's a city. There's a golden city in the sky.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? So they have millions of people on the ground. You got these beings walking out the sky. Now they're telling you what to do. And you got to look, man is corrupt. The people that's running this planet, they're very corrupt. They don't care about life or limb. You collateral damage when the power is what they want. And they can't have the power without the money. So money, everything drives that money. And that's what I'm saying. Once you cut the money off, they have no power. But everybody has to be aware of this money game, because it's a private corporation acting for profit. They don't care about you and I. Elon Musk, I had to ask myself a question. Is this guy good or is he evil? So you quantify that. I couldn't quantify. And one thing he's saying, he's bringing back free speech. Then he comes with some things that could totally imprison the whole planet. Now just think, who's he going to so he's going to be testing his Neuralink on people that's paralyzed, handicapped. So he's going to have a captivated audience as test tube dummies. I'm not going to call them dummies, but people that he's going to use to push his Neuralink forward. So he's going to take a paralyzed man or a man that can't talk, implant the thing in his head. He can't even complain because he's already messed up. Now, if he does have a miraculous recovery, it'll make Elon Musk look like a genius.
Yeah, that's the plan. And then in 20 years, now you're going to get, you can't wait to buy one. You know what I'm saying? You saving up to get your Neuralink you know what I'm saying? That's the plan. It's going to start out with the dude in the wheelchair. Now he got up and walked, and you're going to be like, oh, sweat. And then Stevie Wonder going to get it. And he like, yo, I can see the piano. And you know what I'm saying? And then we going to be mesmerized, right? And then it's going to be the cool thing to do. It's going to be like the BBL surgery. They're going to have a social media influencer stick one in their head. And then they're going to be the coolest person in the world.
How many experiments on people is it going to take before he perfects this? Because you got to have some subjects of testing.
It's going to take as many as it takes.
Well, hold on. But you just said that these guys are not corrupt, right? So if they're corrupt, why would the procedure have to be perfect? They're not going to perfect it. Y'all motherfuckers don't need perfection.
They just
got
to get it to work on one person, man. Because
they're going to put it in the movies. It looks so cool. I want it. Everybody already want it. So they're going to tell you it don't work. How much shit they come out with tell you already it don't really work? It's like 60% up and running, but we're going to put it out there because we done made y'all fiends so much. You know what I mean? That's all it is. And then it just sheeps to the store.
But we got to put it out there like Kwame said. Why is the purpose of that? So to keep us from awakening, from using our natural instinct So we have to let that be known too.
Or gaining the natural telepathy. You know,
yeah,
that's true telepathy. That. Like, this is not telepathy. I'm bucking out that they're able to call this stuff telepathy. This is not
right.
Telepathy. If anyone thinks this is telepathy, you obviously don't know what telepathy is. Telepathy is dealing with emotions. You have to be an empath to be telepathic. It starts with
exactly.
Being emotions first, and then a higher degree to that would be being able to read people's thoughts. If they start with the emotions and start with
right.
The heart chakra, it's the ability to have a healthy heart chakra. So how many people have healthy heart chakra? You are definitely correct, my brother. And you know, we're not going to go. Well, I mean, we could go in that direction, but I was just keeping it basic. Heart chakra, pineal gland, and you know, melanation, and it's all that connected. But now they can bypass all that and sell you this quasi telepathy-ish thing. Like, oh, like no, you're just a fucking remote control.
Not that you are.
That's all they do.
Let's just put it this way, though. Check it. They're not selling this to us, bro. I'm 46. They're not selling this to me.
As far
I put
as
myself on the list to get it. I wanted to get it for free. Check me out. I want to check it out. They said, you're too old, man. You know what I'm saying? Listen, they trying to sell this to our grandkids, man. This ain't for us. You know, this is just like when they made the hand in the Terminator. That eventually became the machine that killed everybody. Like, this is the hand. We just seeing the beginning phase of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, and it's going to, if he did it, then you know somebody else is going to do it, and they're going to do it differently, and they're going to be the competitive product to his, probably Apple. You know, they call it, you know, telepathy, or they call it, you know, beam me up, Scotty, or something. You know what I'm saying? They got all, it's going to be crazy. But just the fact
here's
that
the crazy part.
We did shows on this, and it sounded like I was probably rambling, reading all the damn white papers to this stuff. And here he got human, put it in a human being, and that person's still alive. Like, oh, sweat. So this is like validation to the stuff that we've been talking about on this show for all these years. Because people probably got sick of me talking about these damn brain machines and stuff. But I'm like, yo, this is going to be the future. Because these kids are going to want
Frankenstein on steroids.
Right in.
Frankenstein on steroids.
But, you just read my mind. But brother, that's what I was just about to say. But just the scariest part about this is what happens
see,
when
that's
you
that telepathy,
die?
Man.
I
that's
see,
that telepathy.
Exactly. But I think this is controlling your body even after you die. They still going to have control of your body even after death somehow. That's what this is about. They're still going to be able to get
you
used to it.
That's some other shit. That's some other shit. That's going to blow you in
TV
20
shows.
Days.
Look at it from this standpoint.
Now, remember this. Today, Apple launched their new virtual reality glasses. These glasses cost like $3,500 a pop. They had thousands of people there waiting in person. So some people just walked in, dropped the cash, and walked right out. Other people was taking the demo. But the thing that's so cool about these glasses, not only can you put them on, it takes you into a whole different dimension where you feel like you're there. They're making it so you can walk down the street and you can use the periphery of your vision while you got the goggles on. So instead of people holding a phone up, they're going to be walking around with these goggles that have them in a virtual reality world where they can do all kind of things. Now, I was looking at something the other day. They were saying the first rape happened in the virtual reality world. Now, I don't even know why you would want to create a new dimension where you bring crime with you in that, but whatever these people do, it always becomes corrupt some kind of way for power.
Oh, you said rape?
Yeah, virtual
rape. How do you even do that?
In the metaverse.
I'm saying.
They created a bubble that goes around your character, so when you put the bubble up, it bounces everybody off of you, so you can't get raped anymore.
Okay, but wait a minute. I'm saying in order to get raped, you have to put that in the program. Somebody created these the program.
No,
for
what
the
it
inner,
is,
the
you, have, You're in the metaverse.
The animated.
Where's the anatomy coming out? And you go to the bar, and in the bar is female characters and male characters, and y'all all talking to each other like real people, like, but y'all got your headphones on, like y'all on the phone, like we on the phone now, we talking to each other, but your character, you're controlling a person in the metaverse, so we're all in the
same room. Yes.
Right? But now, let's just say you get a little creepy.
Let's talk at once.
You get a little creepy in the room with Sean, and you start touching on Bev, man. You know what I'm saying? So Bev throw up the bubble for you, man. You know, you can't be doing that, man, you know? So that's what it is, like a person in a room. You in a room with a female avatar, and you a dude, so you go over there and grab her breast. You know what I'm saying? You something like that. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, so that's classified as maybe I was getting too graphic in my mind with what I was imagining was going on in the metaverse there.
But you got no body. It's a mental simulation. So your mental brain wants to rape something with no body. You got no body. So why would they even?
All they're doing is taking over you because your mind is the computer and you are the programmer. So you just answered his question.
That's why they're doing it, man,
Tesla was in trouble. Tesla was in some big trouble, man. They've been lying about their reports. That factory in Texas, more than one person has been attacked by these robots and injured.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is their way of
trying to...
Yeah,
get a Tesla robot. They cut my man back and his fin hand all up. Yeah, man. And these aren't the humanoid robots yet. They come in with those.
This is a problem across AI technology and robotics and factories. Workers are being injured by these robots. Nobody's reporting it.
Same thing happened in Japan, you know, but it was like 18, 20
people. They made the movie, iRobot. Right, exactly.
Yeah. And others.
But these aren't those type of robots yet. These are like the arm coming down out the ceiling that just glued stuff, and he glued the damn person to the machine and shit. Like, oh, sweat, we got to get Johnny. He's got hot glue all over him. But the difference is with this is, so what they want to do is eliminate the people. They want the robot.
Yeah.
They don't want people in here. That's the plan. They saying, yo, y'all slowing the robots down. You know what I'm saying? We got the robots slow, and if you're not fast enough, you're going to get hurt. You got to work at a super fast pace when you're dealing with those robots because they going, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Look forward to the future, and let's make sure we ain't got no robots in our fish farm.
No doubt.
Right, we gotta
grow some fish other than tilapia too, man. We gotta get some whiting.
Tilapia ain't
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you didn't say we gotta grow some fish. We be growing
right.
Fish.
Yeah, we farming them. You talking about farming fish.
We need some wild caught fish.
Yeah, you can choose any species of fish. You just have to adapt the environment to accommodate.
Okay.
Right, but what I was saying, because y'all keep speaking tilapia, the prisons in Arizona, they were building a brand new prison because the prison that they had with the tilapia farm there inside the prison was so productive that they had to build another one in order to put more people in there in order to reproduce because the market was calling for so much tilapia. And like Bev said, that tilapia is nothing but a genetic modified fish. It's a swan of fish.
Really?
Usually
they feed it pig.
They usually feed it pig doo-doo.
Well, that's what they do with farm pigs.
When you farm fish, it doesn't matter what the species is. These people just have tilapia because they've got three different species of tilapia, and some of them are genetically modified. Some of them are not.
Yeah, but what China does with it, they raise their chickens, and they had their chicken coops over the ponds that the fish is, so all the chicken droppings goes into the pond to feed the fish.
I saw that. And then they got the solar panels over the chicken. Yeah.
And I remember
hence tilapia
all these
being
years,
swan.
I never heard of tilapia. I remember when tilapia just came about. It must have been when they created it, maybe about 20 years ago or so. But before that, you never heard of a fish named tilapia.
Remember what, yeah, you know what I think they crossbreed it? The silver bass, because you don't even see silver bass anymore when you go to fish market.
Oh, okay.
When you, around the time tilapia came out, Bev, remember they came out with these genetically modified pet fish. I had bought some for my daughter. They were called glowfish. They were like purple, pink, and yellow, and when you turned the lights off, they would be swimming around and glowing inside the fish tank.
Yeah.
But they only lived like 2-3 months. So they came out in tilapia. They both got the patent pushed through. So those two fish came out at the same time, man. You can still get the glowfish from like a Petco. They got a nice little fish tank they come with and stuff, but they glow when you turn the lights out. They little fish.
So when was that? Was that in the 90s or 80s? Or
no, I would say that had to be about 2000, she had to be about 2003, so 2002,
okay.
2003.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are they guppies, man? They're not goldfish. Are they guppies? The goldfish.
I don't know. They fish. They little fish like goldfish, but they not that big. And they already like funny color. Like look at the pink fish and the purple fish and the you know, the fish is like neon yellow and neon green. But when you turn the lights out, they just glowing around in the fish tank. And the fish tank got like some special effects to it. Because you buy the fish tank, the fish, it comes in one kit. You know what I'm saying? So it looks real cool. You know, the kids go crazy. Yo, look at that. You know, but yeah.
Hey, I just want to say one thing.
I modified.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all are going to do tilapia, I'm a whitey's man. So that's all I need to say.
I love fish in the water so much. The fish is full of metals now. You got to be very careful. Even when you get in that
definitely,
salmon,
definitely.
That real orange salmon, that's genetically modified. And that's what they're doing with a lot of fish that's raised in the farms.
Or pellet fed. They feed it artificial pellets to colorize it.
Yeah.
Well, that's how come, like, the people that Jeff know, when we had control of it, we can do it to make it as natural as we can make it. Let this person go come on the table. 323-207, you at the table.
Better love.
Peace.
Better love.
Man, I'm just sitting back enjoying the male round table and just have to chime in, man, and try to put my 2 cents on it. Man, just every time I hear you say "cut," I done seen it all in one of your shows. That shit killed me every time, man, because it just never ceases to amaze me what you have to relay when you say, I don't see it at all. So I can only imagine what you're going through down there, up there in New York, man, with the essays, because I'm out here in Cali, and they done sold this all up, man. So I'm asking the elders down here, like, man, have the Mexicans always been here? The way that they hope, like, they, the Mexicans and the Asians, like, out here in the IE, they done, that's all you see, man. That's all I'm delivering to as far as that, you're talking about industry, that's holding down the warehouses out here is the Asians, and they got the Mexicans, you know, working it. So that's the hustle over here on this side, man. As far as Elon.
Well, let me tell you this, man, brother. I did some research, right? So I found out that the whole stroll in Queens, see, I thought it was all Venezuelans, but the majority of the chicks is the Chinese chicks that came across the border, bro. It's not even the Venezuelan chicks. These are some straight-up squinty-eyed Asian chicks. You know, and they right in front of the storefronts and everything, bro.
So I said, wow, they got to work off their debt that they had to pay to get over here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead,
you still
bro.
Hear me?
Absolutely. Go ahead, man. I hear
you. Yeah, speaking on the Asian chicks, man, you hear about the Evergreen going down or China and with their ghost cities,
their
real estate market imploding or?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, I can understand why they trying to escape, you know, why they all coming over here.
Yeah, well, you know how that Evergreen, right? I was watching, it's these two dudes on YouTube. They're two white guys, and they in Asia. They ride around on motorcycles. And they went to one of the ghost cities, and they somehow got through the security because they was on motorcycles, and they was riding up to these high-rise buildings. All this stuff was owned by Evergreen. And when they got on the sidewalk, they said, oh, shoot, check it out. The sidewalk is styrofoam. It wasn't even a real sidewalk. You know, the whole shit is fake. So these people bought fake property. All that stuff that they knocked down and all that, that was all cardboard. It's just they put it up so they could tell people all around China to look what we built. Put your money into it. And they put their money into it, and the stuff was all fake. So when they got there and realized, yo, this is, you can't even walk up these stairs. The walls are all construction paper. You know what I'm saying? It's not no sheetrock, yo. It's bugged out, bro. All that stuff is just pop.
After living amongst the Asian community, as far as, you know, working through their warehouses and stuff, like, they gonna try to get over on you by any means. And we already know, like, based upon their diet, they filthy. You know what I'm saying? Like, their warehouses just be a mess. So it's like our children, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, they out of control. But Elon, he a wolf in sheep's clothing, in my opinion. I don't trust nothing coming from him. But I'll invest in his stock, you know what I'm saying? But because he's the only one making moves as far as moving and shaking, him and the other top, you know what I'm saying, Europeans, as Microsoft, Apple, but yeah, that's just, I couldn't even imagine signing up to do some shit like that. Like, that's next level. It had me think about the lawnmower man trapping people's data, or, you know what I'm saying? They basically trying to harvest such and bad, I'm thinking, the people's brain data, you know what I'm saying? And just to try to even gain control over that market. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
They want to tether us.
That's all
I want to see. Yeah, I wanted to ask, since you mentioned that your brother Rashawn, did you see the police get beat up in Times Square, bro, by the migrants?
Yeah. I mean, it was all right. It wasn't a beat down. You know, a couple kicks to the head. He was all right.
But, yo, they took their phone. Like, now, imagine.
Yeah.
Well, honest. If that was us.
That's disrespectful.
The guns would have been out.
If that was us, bro.
Immediately.
Yo, we would have been dead, bro. Six dead niggas in Times Square. Cops would have been there. Man, they attacked us. They started kicking us in the head. Yo,
let alone getting arrested. We did get into handcuffs. And will we make it to the precinct, you know, or will we get to the precinct, what will happen, you know, all of a sudden this dude that was looking fine.
You
want to
be walking out the precinct with your middle finger up.
Keep us. Nah, because they would have beat you, when they got you to the lockup, they would have beat you down, yo. You're a smart guy.
Yeah,
yo.
Okay.
Exactly.
Your wrist, your arm, yo, come on, man. This is some new, now. Imagine how it's going to be this summer.
No, I don't imagine it. We don't need that kind of kid. But you kind of see where you're going, you know, because it is getting crazy out here.
People are coming whooping at police officers' ass, and look like white immigrants.
Well, say that again.
The immigrants look white.
Yeah, so, you know.
Well,
we know there's, like
it
Thomas
ain't
said,
even
it's,
about the,
no,
it ain't about the
like
color.
Thomas said, it's two
the,
separate sets of rules. It's two separate sets of rules. That's why they was able to walk out the next day.
Yeah, I'm just shocked. I'm just shocked.
It ain't even, it's not about the color. It's about the status. That's,
okay.
That's
okay.
What we,
okay, I'm sorry.
It's about
yes.
You're going to find the majority of people who came here, they were Catholic, especially from the Spanish-speaking countries. Now, I can't speak for China. They don't play that over there. They don't play the religion game over there. But the other people, Muslim and Catholics, that's probably going to be the largest religions that came over here. And those religions are different cultures as opposed to how we live over here. I mean,
whoa,
it's going to be like
is
a
it,
culture.
You get a lot of static. Is that me or my head? No,
like
I'm saying
the Irish is Catholics and the Italians is Catholics and the Haitians is Catholics. You always had Catholics, but this is the Mexican Catholics. They ride around with the saint in the window like that's going to save their life while they're driving. They on some other shit. Like, oh, shit.
They burn candles. They have altars. They different, man. My boy, when I grew up, his father and them was a Catholic. Man, they had candles burning everywhere. I used to go in there sometimes. I'm like, man, why your daddy burn all these candles, man? Oh, Santa Maria.
They do that cross
Santa
thing with their head.
But no, they doing their rituals. Just like when you go in a Chinese restaurant, don't you see they had they altar Buddha be there and the flowers be there. The people that's running this, the United States, they do that ritual. They into the occult. Everybody that's in power is doing rituals, and the average person is into religion. That's the
difference. We need a ritual for soul food religion, restaurants, man. We need a soul food Buddha or something, man. Y'all coming
all
in here, y'all
need,
coming
all
in
you need. All you need is a good soul food cooker, somebody who can cook that good soul food. They're going to be lined up. That's what they do here.
The problem now is how we classify soul food. let's talk about it.
Collard greens and all that other black
chicken
and cornbread.
Candy yams. Genetically modified cornbread with pork in it.
You making a joke,
no,
man? But look, when you start looking at
like
your
I ain't making no jokes, man.
I'm not, hey, look.
No joke.
They had
genetically modified with pork.
My goodness, man. Hey, look, and a lot of foods that shouldn't have, they got fish in the food. They putting fish in stuff that you wouldn't ever believe fish is in.
Wow.
Like these boys,
well,
these
everybody
boys
that
Fukushima
but we got to do it in a collective like we do in here in Detroit. We got our own farm. They just opening up their own black supermarket. Everything that's in there is coming from the farm. We got a couple of those black-owned supermarkets here with their own farm. We just got to get out of their system and create our own system. You don't have to recreate the wheel.
I'm with you, Sister Bev and Brother Thomas.
That's why
you
got to
get it back together.
You got land. You can do anything you need to do. You can grow your own food, grow your own animals, teach your kids how to farm the land, take care of the land.
Yeah.
Herd bees. Without bees, you can't have no food. And that's the other thing they're doing. All this. These pesticides and whatnot they spraying, they're contaminating the ground, so nothing healthy will grow in the ground for maybe a few 50-60 years. And they know what they're doing. Bill Gates is one of the guys that's really responsible for that, polluting the land with all those pesticides and whatnot, man.
He
and,
controlled
and he's
the
eugenicist
Monsanto.
Too. That's the other part.
But
he's a eugenicist.
Back to what to the Norlink thing. Now, just imagine when. You know what I'm saying? This becomes something that you got to have. This becomes like, yo, you got to get the new, you got to get, it's going to be like getting a pair of Nikes, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to have the off-brand Normal Link, you know what I'm saying? You got, people going to be making fun of you like, yo, what kind of Normal Link is that, yo? Normal Link, they're going to be checking your tag to make sure it's official.
you know, like, it's going to come to that. Like, this is going to be, this is a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think y'all see how
but
it
then
is.
Again,
not for
but
us.
Again,
we looking at this all... like old people. You know, like,
yeah,
you know,
but,
for the
but
young people, this is like, yes. Go ahead, Ben.
No, but it's up to us to tell our children, give them the proper information like we getting it here, and so they can tell their children. So in that way, everybody is not going to be fooled by, going to be pulled into it. They're going to be like, oh, I remember when my grandmama told me about that. And you know, you got to give them the knowledge, pass the knowledge down.
Yeah, that's why we do these shows, man. Hopefully they come back. All the signals are dead one day. Or hey, we had the EMF hit us, the EMP hit us, and all they got is the old internet. They tap into our shows and listen to what we were saying. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the sun.
But it's up to
the
it's
sun
up to
is supposed
to
do some things.
Yeah, it's up to us
yeah,
to
sun.
Tell our family.
That when you're speaking on the electromagnetic, you're talking about what they're warning us is that the sun, which is happening right now, going through some crazy things because we're talking about we're us traveling through certain seconds of this universe and whatnot. So the sun is now overly active. So we just might get hit with a, you know, a flare that's going to knock out because our electronics is rudimentary. It's Stone Age electronics, and it was, that's what they're saying. Something as simple as a solar flare could just wipe out our whole shit completely.
The whole grid.
Everything.
And what would people do? I asked that question a little while ago. If they did,
we're not talking about Russia.
Down,
we're not talking about China. We're talking about the sun.
Yeah, yeah, but they're blocking
sorry,
the
buddy.
Sun on purpose. Yeah, go ahead, bro. Talk, man. I hear you, bro. Talk.
No. Well, go ahead. No, I just had to throw that out. Not
I'm just,
Russia,
I'm
not China.
Not,
talking
they,
about the
they
sun.
They're blocking the sun on purpose, though. That's a plan
yeah.
right there to block the sun. And remember, when they block the sun, they're changing the vibration all around the whole planet. The sun, when you step out in the sun, you get happy. When you walk out every day and the sky is all white and cloudy, you be kind of depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they keep the prisoners 24-hour, 23-hour lockdown, no sunlight, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be depressed 23 hours a day, you know, no sunlight. And
in
the casinos, they block out all the sun.
That's when it comes in, okay, but then that's when it comes in, since you're the programmer in your mind, it's the computer, so you don't have that sun to use, so now you got to program yourself. To bypass
mm-hmm.
what that vibration that they have put there.
Yeah, and
you're
you know what, Dad, what you're saying is there's a lot of people is not mentally strong. If you remember, there's this dude who got, they say he stole a backpack from a Mexican dude. This was years ago, and they put him in Rikers Island, and the Mexican guy went back to Mexico, so they could never find the victim. So they kept him in jail, kept saying, oh, we gotta locate the victim, even though the victim left the country. So they kept this dude in jail for 3 years for something he didn't even do. But he got in trouble in jail and went to solitary. What was his name?
Broder?
Yeah, Broder. Yep, that's the dude. Damn, what was his name? Akil? Akal? Something like that.
Oh,
but,
man.
Khalif Browder, something like that.
Yeah.
So he went to jail, but what they found out was he became mentally challenged, you know, when he got put in solitary. And he was put in there for like 15 days, and they were saying that a human being, after 5 days of being in solitary with no light, you know, he was smearing his own feces on the walls after 3, 4, 5 days, you know, and they kept him in there for 15 days, and they were showing how these young brothers from that, just that small amount of time, no sunlight, being put in a solitary confined area, because they have all the lights out, you just laying on the floor, you know what I'm saying, for just 5 days, you lost your mind, you know, and even some of the strongest people break. Yeah, the strongest people break after just
I mean,
that amount of time.
We are built to, everything is built to live under the sun. That's it.
Exactly.
Anything that's natural, right, that is.
But you can't
get away and take away your life. Your brain, what we say, the pineal gland, the brain, everything.
You came out of darkness. You came out your mama womb. You can't be afraid of God.
You came from darkness. You came from darkness to light, though. You came out of the darkness into the light. And you've been in the light of a
the artificial.
But even in the darkness, you're not your full self. You manifested, but the birth, your whole birth is in the light.
I was listening to this brother named Lyle Haynes. This brother is deep.
And
all this stuff, right? So he was talking about when you're born, you're not supposed to be born into some bright light. He said that's how they
right. You're not. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're supposed to be born into the darkness, and then the light comes gradually, and then you'll be able to remember. That child will be able to remember when they're like, you know, develop what their experience was inside the womb. He said, but once you they call me out and they bring you right out into the darkness, then they smack your ass. They said they're not supposed to be fired. They're not even supposed to detach the umbilical cord. You're supposed to bond. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
A lot of what they do with the light is the darkness is really what it is. That's the fifth dimension. Right now we're in the fourth dimension. That's why all this holographic, all this virtual reality, this is all fourth dimensional technology, anything mastering light, perception. But once they get into the fifth dimension, that space, that's darkness. That's where they're going. And to measure darkness, you need a lot more, a whole different system of math than you take to measure light. You measure light using the same system of math the Egyptians had, you know what I'm saying? You're still doing the Pythagorean theorem and stuff, but you measuring darkness. You talk about something that's moving so fast, you know what I'm saying? Because most of the space is dark. It's not, and it's
that's what
it's
I was
going to
say. Darkness don't move. Everything exists in darkness. You can't, light moves. Darkness don't move. Light, you know what I mean? Light expels darkness, but darkness, am I saying that right?
I look at it like light sucks.
Darkness.
Light sucks darkness. That's how I look at it. So when I turn on the light bulb, like everything is dark.
Yeah.
When I turn the lights on, that light bulb sucks in the door of darkness, slows it down so I can see. Once they slows the darkness down, I can see.
Or push
you know
it away.
We call it light. But, you know, that's dark sucker theory. You know what I'm saying?
For anything to grow, it comes from the darkness, right? But it's seeking the light. If that seed is down
indeed,
in the ground,
light comes from
sun,
the dark. Yes.
Exactly. That seed seeks the light from the darkness. It gravitates to the light. So it comes out the soil searching for that light. That light gives it the nutrition it needs to grow. Now, in the darkness, it'll start growing in the earth. But tell me what lives in the darkness. Like they talk about going to the moon. Once you get out the atmosphere, when you get up high enough, it's nothing but darkness. Now, they tell you all kind of stuff, but they have never really landed nothing on the moon. That's all facetious. That's NASA. So that's deception.
Well,
and
just take it with your body. Take it with your body. You create with your mind when you go within. When you go within, that's the darkness. And then you able to manifest it outside of you. In your world out, that's the light. So you take it from within and you bring it to outside of you. That's how you create. This is how you manifest.
Well, that's
you
create it in
your mind first.
Whole another dimension right there. The regular astronaut is not teaching. They're not teaching us to travel through space. We're supposed to travel through space. They think we're just going to strap the seatbelt and let's go. We're just going to be riding.
Everybody can travel through space.
Conclusion to like, yo, how does this affect the human brain? We're going to sit on the moon. Go on to Mars. We're Earthlings. Why are we going to a planet with no magnetic force, no nothing, and less sun? We already said
you're looking at it from a
crazy.
Looking at it from a physical perspective.
I already showed you
how you're going to do it is through cyberspace. You're going to put them glasses on. You're going to be sitting on the Mars. They're going to have some odors come out of them that's going to smell like Mars shit. You're going to feel like you're there, bro. You know, they're going to put a haptic suit on you, and you're going to feel like the ears hitting you.
And then what happens? So you're just in space for the rest of your life? Just thinking you're traveling? Or is that going to be the end game? They're going to blow you up, and that's like the next level eugenics, you know, next level extension for, you know, population control. You know, they're shooting motherfuckers in space.
You ever saw the Disney movie where they had the little robot on Earth looking for something like a little flower? You know what I'm saying? And everybody was out of space, living in a chair, fat as hell, just getting sucking down McDonald's all day, playing all these games and stuff, just hooked up to the Matrix. That's what they want. Because it ain't going to be no jobs. Useless eaters.
Yeah.
They got a system. You know what I'm saying? That was the metaphysical or metaphorical version of cyberspace. Those people were all in cyberspace. They living together in their own little cyber world because being Thomas Smith it sucks. I have no purpose in life. But in the cyber world, man, I'm Grandmaster Tom. You know what I'm saying? I love living in this world. Everybody likes me here. I got my gold chain.
That's Ready Player One.
Hey, that's exactly where they're going with it. That's where they're going to trap people in. And once you get stuck there, your real existence, it sucks. That existence becomes what you go for more so out the day. More than 12 hours a day, you want to be in that world because your reality is so... You know what I'm saying? So purposeful.
The world sucks. You literally saying Ready Player One. That movie, the world sucks so bad. Everybody living in this fucked up, shitty slums. Like, everyone lives in this slums, but everyone is on this, the metaverse thing in the whole world. And until, you know, this one dude, you know, frees them all and, you know, whatever.
You're
literally
seeing
the same movie.
Grand Theft Auto on steroids, yo.
Exactly, yeah. And the Grand Theft Auto is the best example of the real-world metaverse, you know what I'm saying? Because you got actual things you do that you got to use morals. You know what I'm saying? Is it right to do this? You know what I'm saying? Is it wrong?
So, Tom.
You got people that play the cops, people that play the criminals. It's the realest thing to the real world. Go ahead.
So this is what I want to see. What happens when you got these cats walking down the street and they playing a virtual game in their head with the Neuralink, and so their eyes are seeing something? Like, how does that work in the street? So everyone's going to be looking crazy than they're already looking at their phones, not paying attention. But you want to put visual effects and augmented reality in people's heads. So that way, when they're walking down the street, you can just see all this extra shit that only you can see, or maybe other people can see.
Yeah, they got it right now, right?
That same light too.
That's those new Apple goggles, man.
They got it right now.
New Apple goggles.
They call them Snap Spectacles, right? They made by Snapchat, and they got another pair that's made by Ray-Ban now. Then they got a pair that's made by Bose, where they're called augmented reality. They're like some regular sunglasses, but they look like sunglasses. They got little cameras on the side so they could take videos or whatever you see, they see. And you put them on, and then while you're walking, a little screen pops up on the side. It's not messing up your regular vision. It's just right there. You looking through it. You can still see people coming at you and people talking to you still. You know, but using your eyes, when you track your eyes, it stops where you want it to stop, and you blink, and it clicks on that, and you can make a call, or you could go on Google or YouTube and watch a YouTube video while you're walking, and it's right in front of you. The real world isn't no way affecting your peripheral vision or anything in the real world. That's why augmented reality, this is the really where they want to lock people in at. This is going to be the most lucrative of all of them, because they ain't going to cost $3,500. They're going to cost $350, and as they get better, this is going to be the one. Bad.
Once again, get 50,000 people plugged into that crap. Just think about that. 50,000 people plugged in that and somebody, the programmer, you got a problem, man.
I think about 50 million. They're going to hook you. It'll be way more than 50,000, bro. It's going to be 50
Dude,
million
big, that's
first,
a big
first
problem,
week.
Man. That's a big problem. Shoot.
How many of those virtual reality glasses Apple just sold? Like, they sold out of them in, like, they $3,500. Now, these right here, right now, you could buy a pair for $350. You know what I'm saying? And you could do everything you do on your phone right in the glasses. It pop right up in its own little interface, you know what I'm saying? And you control it using your eyelashes and your blinks and stuff like that. That's how you control it. And you just go about your day. And then you could record stuff. Like, instead of, like, pulling out your camera to record stuff, the glasses could just record. You could just say record, and it just starts recording. So you record in the video. Now, let's just say you record a video of your kids at the playground playing, then you go home, and with the augmented reality glasses, you could put little fake pink dinosaurs and giraffes all around them and stuff, so it looks like, you know, when you get home and you put it on the TV, it looks like they're at the park and the zoo at the same time. You know, you can make all kinds of augments to it, but it's going to be in real time. They real nice too, man. The Spectacles ones is all right. You know, they like $350. I think the Bose is $399. And the Ray-Ban one isn't that expensive either. You know what I'm saying?
I got a question, Thomas. Do you talk to your phone? Do you guys talk to your phone? I never talk to my phone. I made that thing.
I don't got an app.
Okay, it creeped me out so bad. The phone talking to me like, hey. I don't let the phone talk to me. I don't like that, yo.
No, you don't
need
an app
for
that. You know, I just Google.
Yeah,
but you saw that when the CES, they had the new versions of the phones. Because the phones now no longer smartphones. Now they're AI phones. And these phones, you know, you like, yo, order me a
phone. For a second.
And they're like,
Thomas,
from where?
Going
oh, I am, my bad. Hello, can you hear me?
I can.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, these phones here, you just want whatever you want. Like, yo, order me a pizza. You're like, from where? You know, Domino's. Okay, what do you want? You know, I'm ordering the pizza now. You know what I'm saying? Do you want it delivered? These phones, like, straight up interact with you. You don't really watch videos on them. They don't even have a screen on them anymore. It's because all the screen and stuff is going to be in the glasses that come with the phone. The phone is really going to become obsolete. You're just going to use these glasses because they already got – that's why Bose is in the business of them. So the sound quality without no headphones is perfect. You know what I'm saying? So they're just sunglasses or you know, they look like reading glasses. If you get the Ray-Ban, you can get them with – they look like reading glasses or they look like some cool sunglasses. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, they got the cameras on both sides. So you get this perfect 360 video or whatever you're looking at. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to change YouTubing. It's going to change all of that. Because now, you know, all these so-called dating experts on YouTube, they're going to be out there trying to talk to girls with these glasses on. And look at her. You know, you get to see the whole thing. It's going to be crazy. It's going to change how they social media, everything works, and just as soon as they come out and become popular, they just need
no
about
more privacy.
A couple more years.
No
huh?
more privacy nowhere. I say no more privacy nowhere.
No
oh,
more privacy.
Man, I was going to say the same
and
thing. Same thing.
I was working at this law firm
privacy.
Called Robbins Kaplan, and they were already had litigation in place for this type of thing, right? Because their clients was like the major movie studios. And their thing at the time, Google Glass came out. And Google Glass, you could record with it. And just imagine how the cameras are today compared to what they was in like 2010. Like, come on. So the recordings is going to be crisp, super crisp now. You know what I'm saying? So all the movie companies were saying, yo, you can't wear these in the movies theater because you could record the movie and have people tune into your live stream You get what I'm saying? Like, whatever hot movie come out, I go to the movie, have just watch it with my glasses on. Everybody see what I see and have the whole thing on YouTube and get paid for the people who watched it. Like, come on, bro. This is the privacy issues is going to be crazy. Hospitals. Oh. Are they going to be allowed in hospitals? You know, can you walk through an ER with these on? And then you might know people. You're going to definitely see people's faces, but they're supposed to be protected by HIPAA laws. You know what I'm saying? So
check this out. Just imagine what you're saying. They already trying to sue TikTok because they say TikTok's content makes little kids take their lives and do weird things because they seeing stuff on there. Now, just imagine with a bunch of people walking around with augmented glasses on. Once again, where somebody can hit a switch, like you say, I was saying 50,000, you're right. If everybody gets into it, it'll be more like 50 million. That's too much control. Now we're talking about that Neuralink. Now that starts to really get scary because now you got somebody programming all of these people. They can put the same idea in somebody's head at the same time. I don't know. I don't like it, man. Maybe I looked at too many horror movies growing up, man. I don't like it, man.
They could put the same vision in front of Eric, because like what Sean was saying, like you people are literally put, well, you said it actually, Brad. People literally put on these big ass Apple glasses that cover their whole eyes and walk through the real world wearing the glasses, looking at it through a screen instead of through their real eyes, right? So now imagine when they got more people doing that than they got people who don't do that. Now you can send all of them the same image at the same time, and they all swore they saw the same thing, even though that was fake. You get what I mean?
It's scary, man. That's scary, man.
Hey, check this
out.
Yeah, well,
that's where
we're
going,
bro. Man, I had a dream where people were being tricked into wearing these vision, these goggles. They were playing a video game, and they were actually controlling robots that were carrying out assaults on the human population. Man, that was a bad dream, boy.
You know what Farmville is, man? You know what Farmville is?
Yeah.
These young dudes in my job, they was all younger than me, like 10, 15 years. They used to sit out all night when they not working playing Farmville. So one night, because they were so into it, I just went and stood over their shoulders and, like, they was actually, like, really believed, like, they was in Farmville. I said, man, they was like, Brad, get out of here, man. Go get out of here. Don't ask no more questions. Get away from me. Go. So I left them because I'm like, I can't see how y'all can sit there and enjoy this shit like that. I don't know, man. I don't play games, you know what I'm saying? I never had.
Nah, they had
one game.
They had
because
you
went outside.
It was a city game. I got to build the city. And they had, like, actual buildings, like the Sears Tower and Empire State. So I'm building my city up, and I'm trying to get these expensive buildings. You know, you got to have factories and you got to come back in 6 hours to collect on what you started in the factory. It was crazy, man. I might have wasted 2 years playing that shit.
Oh, my goodness, man.
It's got me stuck, man.
I know I'm an old ghetto brother. I play every sport there was, hockey, a knock hockey with the knock hockey table, Skelly on my knees on the ground, spinning tops. Man, I could shoot. We made bow and arrow. Man, I ain't never played no electric game. My son got, I got about 20, 30 games on there. My son left here. And I'm going to get him back.
You're an age. I made bows and arrows.
Swing shots.
That's what's up. Hey, look, man, we played in the street, man. We had fun with our, we climbed on buildings.
Yeah, we did
we
too.
Jumped on second story buildings.
Yeah.
How about this? Man. Bikes. You don't see kids outside on bikes no more. Like
at
we
all.
Used to call on Saturday, though, you know, this Saturday we gonna meet up. Six of us, we know
right.
We're pulling out our bikes. And we hit
right.
we rolling through the hood, you know, we just
yeah.
you know, you don't see that
yeah.
no more.
Yeah. And depending on how your bike was, you had to be careful on your bike.
Of course. But that's
you know
why you got six of you six of us.
Yeah,
right?
you know, you pull out a gyro or a mongoose, people's eyes gonna get big. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that yo, the kids don't know how to play hide and seek no more. I had to teach these little kids how to play hide and seek. So how the fuck y'all know?
No freeze tag.
I said, well, excuse my language, but. Damn, y'all don't know how to play.
No flies up.
You play hide.
Red light, green light.
Chase more. Girls, Coco Livia.
That's how you chase the girls, get the little kisses and stuff, playing
hot. Pop peas and butter.
Come get your.
Oh
supper.
Man, they don't even play with girls no more. They don't even want to. It's a whole different situation there.
Coco Livio. Oh,
and that goes back to why I say, oh, these migrants, in a sense, if there's an actual world war and there's a draft, we can't send over generations that came after ours. They ain't never played hide and go seek. They don't know none about being outside. Man. They don't know how to – they never played manhunt. The cops is getting stalked out.
They
can't send them to
what?
War.
But hold on,
you got to send over these migrants,
games.
Man.
They play, they playing all that, you know, the army shit that they playing. Call
that's
Duty,
not real,
that's
man.
What they playing. But that's what
once,
they
what,
playing is real to them. You can't tell them nothing.
They,
you can't tell them nothing when they call
they
the
get
dude.
Out there
you
and they realize
they
that
gun.
The dude don't start over when he gets shot. Oh shit, he ain't coming back. Oh man, it's over for them, man. I'm dropping my weapon. They dropping their guns. I'm going home. They not playing that. Come
thing.
On, man.
A lot of them drone operators that fly them drones, they was them boys that play them games.
Yeah, yeah, once again,
they
sitting in a bunker.
Like everything is
going to
be digitized.
They not on the ground.
But they don't have to be. The drones out of
But that makes it easier because humanity is getting to a point where we can't fight like that no more, right? Nobody, why are we doing this? That's the point. You realize why we're doing this. So they make it easier for you to do this.
And the fight is like Star Wars. Just like you say, the ones who know how to operate them drones and stuff.
Most of them bombs,
those video games
bombs,
that they have is how they recruit for those type of positions. People mm-hmm. who operate those technologies, you get a high score in them modern warfare games and them George Clancy games, and you're already like, oh, okay, he's ready to come in. They start recruiting. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got a job just for you. You don't never have to step foot on the battlefield. You know what I'm saying? Just based off of your score in the video games.
And you know what? My son and them used to play games with people was in other cities, man. I said, man, who you playing? Oh, these guys over here, about six of them playing a game. They all in different cities. I'm like, what?
Yeah, they've been doing that, bro. Yeah.
Fighting the same war.
I'm old, man.
Yeah,
I don't know nothing about that, man. I ask questions.
Yeah, you
well,
that, a,
that's
have
the first step
team.
To the metaverse. You know, you will be looking at the metaverse right there, but on a physical, more, you know, they're trying to put that in your head. You're going to be able to, so your son going to be sitting on the couch, just with his eyes open, staring into space. But he's playing the game.
I used to get on him about them games too, man. He'd play, man, he got school in the morning. Man, you know, it's 1:30 in the morning. Okay, Dad, 30 more minutes. Man, you're going to have to get up in the morning. But he would get up in the morning. He was good about that, but he loved them games. I never could understand it, man. I still don't understand it.
Because you grew up before video games.
Yeah, that's not your era, man. Y'all played with Frisbees. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing wrong with that either, you know what I mean? And you climb trees, you know what I mean? You get the food.
Yeah, really.
Well,
I know we over time, Bev.
Yeah.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank everybody. Yes, thank everyone.
It's a good week now. So, pleasure to everybody for calling in, man. Love the family. Love to hear from everybody. Thank you, Dr. Jeff. And I got to get you and Brad hooked up because y'all supposed to.
We talked today.
He called you, but
you
didn't answer. But I talked to you offline, bro.
Bet.
Thank
you a lot,
Dr. Jeff.
Peace. Yes, yes. Peace. Better love, everyone.
Better love.
Better love, family.
Don't. Here's what I want you all to do for me. Bang! Caught you looking for the same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this I bring. Uh-oh, the roll below the level, cause I'm living low next to the base.
Come on!
Turn up the radio. They're claiming I'm a criminal. But now I wonder how. Some people never know.
The enemy could be the Frank Guardian. I'm now a hooligan. I rock the party and clear all the madness. I'm not a racist priest to teach the
cause some they never had this.
Number one, never wanna run about the gun. I wasn't licensed to have one. The minute they see me, fear me. I'm the epitome of public enemy. Used, abused without clues. I refuse to blow a fuse. They even had it on the news.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Yes. Was the start of my last jam, so here it is again, another death jam. But since I gave you all a little something that I knew you lacked, they still consider me a new jack. All the critics you can hang on my hold the rope, but they hope to the Pope and pray it ain't dope. The follower of Farrakhan, he'll tell me that you understand until you hear the man. They'll book up the new school rap game, writers treat me like Coltrane, insane. Yes to them, but to me, I'm a different kind. We're brothers on the same mind, unblind, caught in the middle end, not surrendering. I don't rhyme for the sake of riddling. Some claim that I'm a smuggler, some say I never heard of ya. A rap burglar, false media, we don't need it, do we?
It's fake, that's what it be to you, dig me? Yo, Terminator X, step up on the stand and show these people what time it is, boy. Don't believe the hype.
It's a sequel. As an equal, can I get this through to you? My 98 booming with a trunk of funk. All the jealous punks can't stop the dunk. Coming from the school of hard knocks. Some perpetrate, they drink Clorox, attack the blacks because I know they lack exact. The cold facts and still they try to Xerox. The leader of the new school, uncool. Never played the fool, just made the rules. Remember there's a need to get alarm. Again, I said I was a time bomb. In the daytime, radio scared of me, cause I'm mad, plus I'm the enemy. They can't come on and play me in prime time, cause I know the time, plus I'm getting mine. I get on the mix late in the night, they know I'm living right, so here goes the mic sight. Before I let it go, don't rush my show. You try to reach and grab at your elbow. Word to herb, yo, if you can't swing this, learn the words, you might sing this. Just a little bit of the taste of the bass for you. As you get up and dance at the LQ, with some deny it, defy it, I swing bolos. Then it clear the lane, I go solo. The meaning of all of that, the media is the wax. As you believe it's true, it blows me through the roof. Suckers, liars, give me a shovel. Some writers I know are damn devils. From them I say don't believe the hype.
Yo Chuck, they must be on a pipe, right?
Their pens and pads I set cause I've had it. I'm not an addict, fiend if for static. I see their tape recorder and I grab it.
No you can't have it back, silly rabbit.
I'm going to my media assassin, Harry Allen, I gotta ask him.
Yo Harry, you're a writer, are we that tight?
Don't believe the hype.
And all those things you know.
Yeah, boy, part two from Rush the Show. Yo, Grip.
Get the green, black, and red in. Gold down, countdown to Armageddon. 88, you wait, the S1s will. Put the left in effect and I still will. Rock the hard jam, treat it like a seminar. Reach the bourgeois and rock the boulevard. Some say I'm negative, but they're not positive. Wonder what I got to give.
The media says this.
Red,
yo,
black, and green.
Yo, don't believe that hype. They got to be
you
being
know what
that
I mean?
Tight. You know what I'm saying? Yo, the Megas got them going up to see Captain Kirk like a